Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Down,
baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
Yo, you got a ticket with a tasty group, okay?
Wow.
Definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
1, 2, 3, ticket. Ticket, come on. God damn it. Put you one time ticket. What the f***?
You're disgusting.
Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. Hi there. Hey there. Ho there. How there. Greetings and fist bumps all the way around. My name is Alan Cox. Thanks for showing up, if you did. If you didn't, I'll catch you sometime. It's all right. Say hi to Bill Squire, who's right over there.
Hey, creepy hugs, everyone. Thanks to everybody listening and watching on the YouTube stream. Today's episode of The Alan Cox Show is titled The Crappening, which is actually written by you.
I was hoping. Yeah, I liked The Crappening. Yeah. Why not? And Mary Santora returns, the returning champion, to hang out with us. Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Returning champion of what?
Of fill-ins for Erica?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm probably the champion of that.
That's right.
Dude, Gwen and I have to, like, wrestle over it?
Yes. Ideally.
In a baby pool of ranch?
Ideally, yes.
That's what it is.
That's right.
You can throw carrots and celery and...
Here's the thing, though. She and I already do that at home.
Oh, that's your thing.
I hate to double up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, boy.
We'll figure something out.
Boy, is my face red. A Mary Santora comedy, if you want to find out everything that she's doing comedically and otherwise on Instagram. Pound Cake is back behind the glass.
Happy hump day, white people.
I walked in this morning, and there was a... not photogenically, but there was a specifically arranged array of snacks on Pound Cake's studio chair, just waiting for him to come in. Did someone give you advance notice that was happening? Do you know who the deliverer of those is?
I actually do. You bleeping know better, girl!
Really?
Yeah, she got me those.
She brought snacks. I know she did your podcast last night.
Yeah.
Flicks and Bill.
Yeah, she...
She brought snacks for Pound Cake.
She did. She loves Pound Cake.
Huh. I love her. She has the personality that I vibe with just because we're both bubbly, we're both upbeat.
Both petty.
we both have anger issues sometimes, so...
Wow. Wait. Has she ever left you a voicemail like that?
No, but
the one she left for Bill?
No, because we're on the same level, so...
What does that mean?
I would never leave her outside. We would come in and we would argue inside the house.
I passed out. I was
you're
asleep.
You're never too tired for pettiness.
All right. Come in,
we're going to deal with it.
I didn't realize that the two of you were so tight.
I'm tight with everyone. Everyone loves me.
Well, that's patently false. I didn't realize that you were so tight with her.
I mean, I didn't know either, but...
I mean, people aren't,
me snacks?
People aren't leaving you snacks every day on your chair. That's a rare occurrence. I mean, every once in a while, you'll get the occasional pizza delivered to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't even bring me anything. She just brought
there was
something.
No, my chair was completely empty today.
Right.
Well, I appreciate her.
What did she leave you?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
So I got the sour crawlers, so
Ooh.
A bunch of, like, the sour gummy worms, which I love.
Blue and red's the best.
Yeah, I love those.
So not only did she bring you an array of snacks, she brought you things that she knew you liked?
I guess so.
She didn't randomly just bring some stuff in.
I must have said this on the show before, but like the sour Airheads, like any sour gummy candy, I pretty much love. Like it's like I'm going to the movie theater and I'm like, yes.
Right, but who's paying that close attention to anything any of us
see? I think she got lucky, and also I think he likes a lot of different kinds of candy.
Right, oh, I like all this stuff too.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
Those are exciting to me.
So basically, she could have left you anything, you'd be happy.
But I mean, I would be happy because it's a gift, but doesn't mean I would actually eat them. But I would eat all these.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Those are so good.
The sour gummy crawlers.
Mm-hmm. Airheads.
Airheads.
And the biggest bag.
Oh, Twisties!
Cheese puffs.
Yeah, so, Shears crazy curls. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Crazy curls from a crazy girl.
There it is.
Yeah.
So. All right.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah, great gift.
It's like he's Clemson visiting the White House.
Yeah, right?
He's got a wide array of cheap-ass snacks. Now, rank them in order from favorite to least.
Oh, favorite. Definitely the creepy crawlers, the sour crawlers, the gummy bears. Pretty much the order that I did it in. So, the...
So, sweet over salty for you.
Well, sour. These are like the powdered... No,
but they're candy, is my point.
Yes. Yeah. So, the gummy worms, Airheads, Flaming Hot Cheetos, and then the cheese twists.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you think that her purchasing you Flaming Hot Cheetos was any kind of subtext about you being a gay man?
It burn and burn and burn. I don't know. That's going to be me on the toilet later. So, I don't know.
That was another comment I liked. And all the countless memes and tweets over the Trump fast food thing, as they said, president said that he paid for it himself. And in about an hour, all those teammates are going to be paying for it as well. All right.
You know,
so she brought you some snacks.
Sweet gesture. He told me that last night, and I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. When people say they leave me stuff in my studio, I never know what to expect. I'm like, is it a fart that's just gonna be like held in there overnight and I have to walk into it?
Like captured?
Yes.
A captured fart.
Fart will dissipate over. Yeah, it'll dissipate over.
Fart into a coffee can?
Yeah, you ever put a fart in a jar?
That's a smaller space than putting it in your side studio.
But that is these are all allegedly soundproof rooms. They're pretty well sealed up, and that's a small room, so a fart would take a lot longer to dissipate in that room than in a normal room.
I think it depends on the type of fart.
Yeah.
Like
the
what
density.
Kind of food you had before. Yeah. Like,
if I have eggs and Chinese food, the fart's sticking around for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. Every sodomite's butthole. Everyone that practices sodomy from the day of this message will get cancer in the butthole. It'll burn and burn and burn. You'll have to, the manufacturers will have to go into manufacturing chairs where people can stand up because they won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. Every sodomite. That way we'll know it's a sodomite because he can't sit down.
Uh-huh. Can't sit down.
No way.
Well, that guy lost his church to an LGBT group, ironically, and you didn't really hear from him. I don't know if the guy's on all these great psychos that have gone away. Alex Jones, he was on Roku for a hot minute, I guess. Roku put it, Alex Jones put InfoWars. If you have Roku, you can pick what channels you want to see on there.
And it's really easy to get like a channel made on there.
That's right. And so, you know, this guy has been pulled from everything else, and so they added his channel to Roku, and they said initially, we don't censor based on content, so if it just... But there was such an outcry, you know, spoiler alert, that was like a day later they took it off.
They didn't want to get sued, because I guess he lost his lawsuit with the Sandy Hook parents.
Yeah, but I don't know that, like, YouTube wasn't getting sued because of Alex Jones.
They might
Jones.
Sue the platform that...
No, they sued him. I mean, I think if anybody was going to sue a play, I think there might be the threat of that. And again, no, people just don't want the hassle.
They don't want to.
They just don't want the hassle of all that. If you'd like to join us today, please feel free, 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. You can send me a text like this one. I saw Mary's pick for the first time, and is she a hottie?
Oh, thanks.
Now there's
a question. Mark.
There's a period.
No.
I'm pointing out that was a statement, not an interrogative.
Okay.
So yeah. So they were, you know, is she?
Is
no
it
question
polling
mark.
Or she polling? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Hey, what was the final on your poll yesterday? We had a brief yet borderline graphic discussion on digits in rectums yesterday.
Let me go ahead and pull up. It was leaning toward no. And the question was for men, and it's actually not over yet. I did a 24-hour poll, but it was
yes, if guys like the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your partner putting into, yes. And so, let's see. Hold on.
Recounted a story of when you kind of did it in a one-night stand, and the young man demurred and asked you to not do that
anymore. Tap,
tap, tap. Yeah. I don't think I like that.
Uh-huh.
So right now, there are 2 hours and 24 minutes left. 62% no, 38% yes, And that's almost 1,000 votes.
So the majority is no.
The majority is no.
Huh, okay.
62-38 at the moment.
The people have spoken.
They're too proud to say that. I think I tell
or
you,
or they haven't tried it.
It's
or shame vote. Or they just don't like it.
They don't like it.
I don't believe it.
I had a couple people message me, and because I put it on Instagram too, it's like overwhelmingly no on Instagram. And
well,
I
that's because
people,
you can see who votes on Instagram.
No, you, on, can you?
On,
I can. But,
you can. But,
and I well, I can see who. I can't see who votes on Twitter.
No.
Oh, because I had people asking me who can see what I respond. Like, yeah, they responded to my story and said, who can see this? I'm like, why does it matter? Like,
no. That's what I told you. It's a shame vote. It's
it
a
is.
Shame
I think
people
some people
are afraid.
Vote no.
But afraid of what?
But on
people
Twitter,
judging them.
Because people think it's gay.
What? Yeah, that's 100% what it is. Yep. They think it's gay.
And if it's something else.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You're walking a
but
fine
if it's
line.
A cute little lady finger.
Oh, come on.
I'm not gay about that.
Cute little lady. Painted. They got a manicure. Come on.
I thought you meant the pastry.
Yeah.
Oh, too. Well, put a lady finger
be
up.
Be careful of that.
Probably mush.
Man. A penny for sure. No lady fingers.
But yeah, it's some people I think were, like, you're right, Pound Cake, because it's like on Twitter, it's all anonymous. You can't see anything, but you're right. On Instagram, I can see exactly who voted no and who voted yes.
You can do an Instagram poll.
Mm-hmm. You can put it on your story.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah,
do
story.
It to your feed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
we're learning
that
so
one,
much about Instagram today.
I know. I'm teaching. People are learning. I'm learning. Oh, boy.
At the moment, that's 65-35. No, on Instagram. So actually, it's pretty close.
Alan, most guys don't like fingers there. Well, I listen, you can't
speak for most guys.
That's right. You can't speak for most anybody. You can speak for you and perhaps your inner circle, if you'll pardon the pun. But, it's certainly nothing that I would have a problem with based on past
correct.
Experience.
Most guys like two fingers.
There it is.
Not one. Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Two.
Casey Kasem like two.
Two.
How many are up there?
Two.
Yep, looks like they're done checking Bill's beard for ticks.
Now back to the Alan Cox Show
on 100.7 WMMS.
Recognize the voice? I don't. It's new Cranberries.
Oh, what? How?
The final Cranberries album is going to drop soon. A posthumous release from Dolores O'Riordan, who died 1 year ago yesterday, by the way.
Wow.
She was 46. They found her. They found her unresponsive, and then they said accidental drowning. I don't know. Was it another bathtub thing? Might have been another bathtub thing. Yeah, drowning in a bathtub because she was drunk. But the new album is called In the End, I think, and this is the first track from it. I don't know when it's going to drop, but the song is called All Over Now. So if you're a Cranberries fan, and I am, it'll be a posthumous release from the remaining guys in the band. But it's always strange to hear voices from beyond the grave. You know, like when they go, oh, we've got some new Chris Cornell, that new track I played last week. Chester Bennington did a collab with Mark Morton of Lamb of God for his solo album when Lamb of God was down for a minute. And so they're releasing that very soon. You know, these songs take a long time to put together. So if somebody dies unexpectedly, they go, well, we've got all this stuff in the can. We got to do something with it. 35192 on a text. Mary Santora sitting in today.
Hello.
Mary Santora Comedy on Instagram, if you want to find her there. 1 week from this Friday will be the last Friday of the month, and as such, the first final Friday, Mary's new show. Too confusing?
Yeah.
Over at Battery Park Pub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my first show in Cleveland, so it's like I haven't really
produced. I find that hard to believe.
Well, I've tried to put on little things here and there, and they've either not done well or haven't continued or it was a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. So this is like my first run of shows that I'm producing that I'm, going to be in charge of, and that's exciting to me. And,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to host them all, and all kind of drink specials are only $10 on Friday, last Friday of every month. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm really excited about it.
You going to be anywhere on Monday?
Monday. No, Mondays are usually a pretty chill day for me, and I just kind of like to relax on Mondays. Just kidding. I will be at Great Lakes.
Thank you.
For Craft Lab.
What a dramatic pause that was, too.
You see his face? He's just like, excuse me. I just texted you about this yesterday. Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun room, too. It's kind of similar to the Battery Park, where it's upstairs. It's got its own little bar, nice little private area.
Fun? You think what you do is fun? Yes. It is a job. This is business.
It's also real fun.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. Boy. It's probably a quote from something.
All right. I just want to make sure.
It wasn't a quote.
Punk, if you're not careful, I'm going to confiscate your microphone, right? You don't want me to do that, do you?
Confiscate.
Yeah. His microphone was confiscated.
Coffin-skated.
Coffin-skated?
Coffin-skated.
Coffin-skated?
Coffin-skated.
Coffin-skated.
Coffin-skated. So he said it a few different ways yesterday, then.
I know.
Confin.
Yeah, coffin.
Coffin-skated. Coffin.
Sure. It all works. It's all good. You see Chris Hansen's mugshot?
No.
No.
Oh, it's great.
Have a seat right over there.
Right. Well, I wonder if they lured him in. He passed $13,000 worth of bad checks.
He got kicked, though.
And they arrested him. No, he doesn't.
He's been doing that show for how many years?
If he did, would he have bounced $13,000 in checks? This is a guy who lost his gig with NBC because he was, banging one of their local anchors on the slot?
I don't know.
This guy had a precipitous fall from grace. They tried to reboot To Catch a Predator on his dime because he's like, that's all anybody knows me from is To Catch a Predator, right. So I got to do this pedo show to get people to pay attention. So once NBC canceled the show because they were getting sued so much.
You should have done a collab with R. Kelly. Chris Hansen featuring R. Kelly.
Chris Hansen interviews him.
Yep. Have a seat right over there.
To Catch a Predatory Lender is his new show. He's 59. He was charged in Connecticut with issuing $13,000 in bad checks because he bought a bunch of swag. He bought 355 mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 decals.
And paid in it with a
for
check?
He was trying to attract investors to a Kickstarter campaign that would have gotten To Catch a Predator back up and running. And so he bought a bunch of this stuff, but never paid the company that made it for him.
Like merch? Like To Catch a Predator mugs?
Well, they're like incentives.
Oh, get him.
They were incentives for people that would donate to the GoFundMe or the Kickstarter or whatever
it was. That's what I'm saying. It would say To Catch a Predator.
Right. Yeah. Hey, would you like, you know,
I caught a predator. Something like that.
Like a bumper sticker.
I caught a predator and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
See, I want him to be like those.
I can't control my horny level.
Those little stick figure families, except it's like him with a net. Like he's catching a predator.
Yeah, I wonder what the swag said.
Right.
And, you know, like, because they're like, if you donate this much, you know, there's prize tiers or whatever. If you donate this much, you get a mug. It's a Catch a Predator mug.
That's what I'm saying.
It's crazy that another network didn't just pick it up or do, like, some version of it. Because it's not like he owned the rights to Catch a Predator, did he?
No, but they kept getting sued because these people would get caught on camera and then they'd go, like.
So you can't make any money off of it.
Right. Yeah. They said it was notoriously kind of fudging the truth because they'd get these guys on camera and the cops would tackle them, which made for great TV. But legally, a lot of these guys would get in front of a judge and the judge would be like, I can't hold you because it was under false pretenses.
Right.
All these lawyers were arguing entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then these guys would get out, they'd try to sue NBC. Even if they weren't successful lawsuits, the network is like, we don't need this. It's compelling television, but not that good.
And they still just run the old episodes. And people will watch those on, they play those on like Dateline
MSNBC or something.
Yeah.
Because I think it started as a Dateline thing and then it spun off into its own show. And then he was having an affair with a local anchor in Jacksonville or something. And it was a whole thing. So NBC was finally like, bro, it's not worth
cutting ties.
Yeah, we got to. So then they told him that he could be arrested for larceny. Because $13,000, I think anything over $10,000 is a larceny charge, I think. And they said that he told this company, oh, I'll make payments and sorry and blah, blah, blah. But the money never came.
Who accepts a check for $13,000?
Well, if you have.
I would accept one, but I mean, I would also. I just.
Somebody who thinks
this
like
day and age are just weird anyway.
But somebody who thinks like pound cake. Yeah. Oh, this guy's got a ton of money.
Yeah.
No. I would look at a check like. you can't even just get 10 grand out of the bank without being followed to your car. So I would know something's up if someone writes a check for 13 grand.
No, not if you think you thought he was rich. So if you think someone's rich, they could easily write you a check for 13 grand.
But which people don't operate that way?
People get checks for 13 grand. That's not insane, right. But it's just one of those things.
A personal
where,
check?
Yes.
Yeah. People get like five grand for graduating high school.
That's $5,000. Right, I'm talking about over 10.
Like a big, any kind of a big thing.
If his check said Chris Hansen Productions, which it probably did, you go, oh, okay, that's a company, right?
You're gonna LLC. You're going to accept it.
Yeah, you're going to take it.
So I don't fault this company at all for accepting a check for 13 grand. It's just a weird thing. Usually if you're a company, there's payment up front or you're going to have like an online or like a credit card go through.
Right,
not
that's
a
what
check.
I figured. Something that's more automatic.
Yeah,
like you have to have it on your black.
Control my horny level.
Like your black Amex. You know what I mean? Like that, I can take away and put a hold on it.
And it doesn't even have to be like it just has to be a credit card transaction.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and the whole thing.
Could you Venmo me $13,000?
Right, anything
please?
Like that.
Anyone's allowed to Venmo
away.
Me as much money as they want.
Is there also a max on Venmo? Yeah. There's a max though, right?
Well, I've never tried it.
I've only gotten.
Someone find out what it is and just send me $10,000 and see if it works.
Or send me $13,000.
I thought they put limits on those things so that to avoid fraud.
Yeah. I'm sure they do, but I've never tested it out. To like most I've ever sent was maybe like $500.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple hundred for stand up gigs. That's about the most I've ever gotten from it.
And I had to pay $1,000. Well, I'll have to pay tomorrow because my car has a leaky radiator. Oh. And I was just going for an oil change. There's nothing worse than going in
for one thing,
and then they get you with something else, and they show me the part of like the leak in the radiator, and I'm like, oh, that looks like a leak. Like I don't know what you wanted to look at. Like, I trusted you guys.
Did they keep your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I need to write later.
That happened to Polk. He said that he took his car in for some routine thing like that, and the mechanic looked at it and was like, I cannot legally let you leave with this car.
Well, my car like wasn't that serious.
Right,
but
I know.
That's who I would go to.
They literally told him, they're like, dude, you don't have any brakes. Like, I can't put, I will get arrested if you leave here with this car.
But. Right, but that's why you went to the dealership.
Yeah, I went to the dealership.
That's why you're lucky you went to the dealership. Because if you went to an oil change place, they wouldn't check
they
that.
They wouldn't have checked that out.
I mean, maybe they would. I thought that was like a scam. Like, when they tell you, I can't legally let you leave. I'm like, you're not getting my money. Watch me pull out this driveway. Like, watch me. As soon as you turn your head, I'm going to grab my keys.
Well, they can't legally allow the car to, like, they have to sign waivers and stuff like that if they're going to let someone take a car that's in such disrepair or something.
Right, they don't want to get sued like a bartender who served too much to a guy who went out and killed somebody. I mean, same thing for them. They're like, I can't, you got to sign off on me letting you drive away.
A buddy of mine lost a bartending job like that. He, this is like a part of a bachelor party, and they were all drunk, and everybody's doing shots, and, you know, and assuming that nobody's driving, yada, yada, yada. And then this was like the third bar they had gone to. They ended up going to like one more bar after that, and the guy that got super drunk ended up killing somebody in a drunk driving accident. And they remembered, well, this was our bartender before so-and-so took off, and he ended up losing his job, and he had to do all kinds of stuff.
That sucks.
But you can't go to jail for that, can you?
I don't think he went to jail. But, well, okay, so something you have to do in the restaurant industry is you have to get ServSafe, like, certified. So there's all these different types of training things you have to go through to, like, understand. It's called TIPS, T-I-P-S, and it's...
Oh, clever.
I know, but it actually has nothing to do with, like, claiming money. It's about, like serving people responsibly.
Yeah, sure.
And you have to,
what's
like...
TIPS stand for?
Know all these... I don't actually know. Oh. You have to, like, know all these different levels of, like... drunkenness. So if someone's at like a 1, 2, 3, 4, and like you have to be able to serve them properly.
DEFCON 1.
Right. But it's like you have to, every 2 years, if you're in the restaurant industry, you have to go get recertified. Huh. It's crazy. And then you can get, it's basically so that if something like that happens, the company can't get sued. They're like, well, he was TIPS certified, you know, da, da, da.
TIPS certified.
T-I-P-S.
Huh. All right. So now you got to pay a grand to get your radiator fixed.
Yeah.
All right.
Parts and labor, all that stuff. And for all the people that are going to be like, oh, grand, you're getting ripped off. I'm rounding up for one thing, and they're doing other things to the car. So calm down.
So and I wouldn't even know that didn't cost $1,000.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'd probably do a little bit of research, but I wouldn't know.
It's TIPS stands for Training for Intervention Procedures. The S is also capitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is education and training for the responsible service, sale, and consumption of alcohol.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Lest those of you not in the service industry think that bartenders are just out there serving willy and nilly.
No, neither.
No, they're taking it seriously.
Nor nilly.
Neither willy nor
one
nilly.
One more for willy, nilly, you're cut off.
You're cut off.
It just makes me mad. Like, I don't understand how the bartender is responsible because you can't hold your alcohol.
Because it's on us to cut people off. It doesn't matter if you can't.
You gotta look at someone who's falling over.
And be like, okay, you don't get any more alcohol.
Okay, but like, I just hate, I also tie that in with people who eat fast food and they're like obese. Like, okay, it's not my fault you buy fast food. I just work here, dude.
Yeah, but it's different. I mean, like,
if I had a Big Mac and I had a heart attack, could I see McDonald's?
People have tried to do that. People have said I'm overweight because I eat McDonald's. It's a different thing because you buying alcohol, it's our responsibility to keep you safe.
And
I can tell you,
it's
a controlled substance. Right. Big Macs are not a controlled substance. It's like, if I tell you, you cannot have one more drink. You are cut off. You can have water. And then you leave and
well,
go to
another bar. Well, can I have a hamburger?
Right. Can I have a hamburger instead?
Four more hamburgers, please.
If you go to another bar, now that's not on me anymore. But I did my job in trying to prevent you from causing a problem.
Right.
Or from hurting yourself or someone else.
I mean, Pound Cake, you'll notice even on this show, in the 5 o'clock hour where a lot of people are in their cars, Bill, you know this, it's kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit, I will make the show less funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want people laughing so hard that they crash in traffic.
That does, you know,
so
that makes
I
sense.
Have to be sensible with that, too. I have to, you know, people who listen to the 5 o'clock hour, they go, boy, I was really howling at my desk in the 4 o'clock hour. What happened? And I go, well, that's why. Because it's like a bartender has to really keep track of serving someone too much alcohol, right? I don't want to impair people with laughter when they're behind the wheel. So I will kind of ease back a little bit. And then when I feel like, you know, a lot of people are home, ratchet them right back up into hilarity.
Because you don't want to overserve joy. That's just irresponsible of you.
Correct. Yeah.
I appreciate you, Alan.
Listen, unless we don't.
Yeah, I'm very conservative with that. No, if it doesn't spark joy, you should get rid of it.
I
learned that from Marie Kondo.
There you go.
A woman who barely speaks English. I think that's what she was saying. I don't know. Alan, you were talking about Chris Hansen getting popped in Jacksonville with that anchor. Did you see the guy in Jacksonville who got hit with a box of chicken at the KFC? I do like these. When do people get so angry at the drive-thru?
People have always been angry at the drive-thru.
Just video now.
Have they?
Yeah.
People have always done this.
No, but here's my thing. I know we all have video, but stores have always had video cameras in the store.
Right.
I don't ever remember seeing
them. I've seen them.
But they wouldn't release it. But now what they'll do is they'll take a video of like a surveillance camera, and then they have it with their phone.
Yep.
That's how a lot of videos go viral.
A woman working a drive-thru hit a customer with a box of chicken.
Like a cooked box, like a to-go box, or like a frozen box of chicken?
No,
like
ordered some food, and she gave it to him as change, and then started handling the food without washing her hands, and she didn't like the fact that he was recording, because everybody's recording now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, just give me my money back, if you're, whatever.
Now, she just got through taking our money, giving us our drinks, now she's fixing the food with no hair net, look at her hand all everywhere. And she just took our money and received. She's been serving the. Wow.
What is your recording?
Whatever I wish. It's in America, remember? You forgot where you live? You live in the United States of America. You're the United States of America. Recording you, fixing food with no gloves, no nothing, or just take my money.
Get your food.
She throws it in his face. Oh, man. I got it all on tape. She threw that chicken in my face. All right.
KFC lawsuit.
Also, however many years ago, the idea...
KFC, how you like it?
The idea of something going viral wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? Like, being able to either get someone fired or this or that. Now everyone's like, oh, I got it on tape.
People
I got it.
Power.
It went viral. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
With all the shares and all that
stuff. Yeah, no, this happened to my friend. Like, I guess she had an ex-boyfriend come through the drive-thru, and he didn't know that she was working there. And so he ordered like a chocolate milkshake or strawberry milkshake or something like that, and she was the one to give it to him. He took the strawberry milkshake and threw it back at her.
Oh, that
and
sucked.
And then like everyone felt so terrible for her, but they're like, you just go home, like you just take care of it. And the guy, like, they didn't do anything about it. They had camera and everything, and he didn't get like an assault charge or anything. Like,
God, these dudes that can't handle life.
There was a group of kids in my high school that would do that stuff. They called it fire in the hole, and they would hand over like the pop or the water to the passenger, and then they'd yell fire in the hole, and the driver would like fold their seat all the
Why?
Way back, and they'd take it, and they'd whip it.
Why?
I swear to God. And they'd whip it right back in
Such
and then take
dicks,
off.
Dude. Why
they would
they
order like
do
a
that?
Small fry and a Coke.
That's like a...
And then go through, and they go, fire in the hole, and they take it, and they'd throw
but
it right
so
back.
I feel like
many.
That's something that they did on like one of the Jackass
shows
or something
like that. It had to have been something
because
it caught on and people were
doing it all the time.
But
yeah.
So many people work in the service industry, you'd think there'd be a little bit of simpatico.
You know, when
with
you're
like,
16 and you just got your license and that's all you can, like you said, people, teenagers going to the movies and the mall, they got nothing else to do. We'll go drive around and throw Mountain Dew in people's faces.
I would laugh if I saw that, but it's such a dick move.
If it happened to you,
I know.
And you're working at a job for $5 an hour back then, I'd be like,
just let people work. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And, like, your license plate is on there, like, on every security camera there when you go through the drive-thru. You can't hide. They'll come get you. But it's the stupidest thing to be arrested for because you're like, I threw a Pepsi at a McDonald's coworker. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think that was, like, an early YouTube.
I think so, too, because it was probably 2000, like, 5, 6 when it was big.
That's so wrong. Why do people mess with people? Like, just get your food, get your fries.
Well, but also, if you're a teenage boy, you are so pent up with a million different, like, whatevers.
Food makes you feel better, especially fast food.
Not everybody.
I had friends that worked at fast food, and I was their best friend, because whenever I went through that drive-thru, I got extra nuggets, I got extra, like,
Right, but but they knew you weren't the guy that was going to throw a shake at them, either.
But I don't understand why anybody would be that guy, when it's better to be on their side rather than be their enemy, because then, you want them to spit on your food next time you get there, like, we know what you look like.
I have a feeling these people aren't regular customers who go through. Right. They do like a one-time thing, get it on film, and then ha ha ha, we threw. Listen, I think like fluids in things are funny. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's an old SNL bit where Farley has a tube in his wrist and he's puking, it's so lowbrow, but I will howl at anything. Someone's spurting fake blood. Yeah. It like Emo Phillips in UHF.
Great.
Where he's, oh my God,
I think
will
it's
cry
on the floor
laughing.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I will cry laughing at this stuff. So if I see a video of a guy's like throwing
call
a shake.
Me Mr. Butterfinger.
Oh God.
That's a double Emo. Whammy of his nonchalant.
Yes.
Delivery while he's spurting blood and
cutting
effect. Fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Okay, listen. I've got a break. I've got to take care of something here in the break.
Oh. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Here you go.
From the Final Touch Construction Studios, it's the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Cleveland.
An iHeartRadio station.
I want to join us live, or 800-348-1007. 35192, if you want to send me a text. Somebody said, I like Mary. I went to school with her. She was a grade ahead of me. How do they know what grade you got?
Because I was perfect and straight A.
I know what grade you got. D's.
Sure. I was getting that D.
So he got an F.
Ah.
Quality. Mary Santora is, if you're watching the live video stream at alancoxer.com, right over there. Mary Santora Comedy on Instagram, next Friday night. Mm-hmm. She'll be starting her final Friday, which, as the name implies, will happen the last Friday of every month at the Battery Park Pub.
Battery Park
Pub. Is it safe to say all new Battery Park Pub? It's a new establishment, right? Isn't it a newish establishment?
Yeah, it's changed hands a couple times.
Yeah.
The establishment itself, I'm pretty sure, is the same. I don't know if they've done like renovations and things like that, but the building has
The structure has
been there. Yeah, the structure has always been there.
The Cavaliers are in Portland tonight, West Coast time, so it's a 10 o'clock start here in Cleveland. 9:30 is when the coverage will begin against the Trailblazers. A lot of people are saying that Kevin Love is going to be getting shopped around in about a week or so.
That makes sense.
Pretty hefty price tag, though, for a guy who's injury prone.
Very injury prone, and getting on in years for an NBA player.
He's 30.
Yeah,
he's only 30.
It's long in the tooth, boy.
Ugh.
He's the same age as you.
I want him.
So does Pound Cake.
Can I have him?
If we get, let's say we get Pau Gasol, right? He's been around the block. Kevin Love goes to
the Spurs. Yes.
Let's say we get Pau Gasol.
Okay.
He looks enough like Kevin Love in a funhouse mirror kind of way.
I think Pau Gasol is like 37.
Sure.
And I think he definitely has more of a busted face than Kevin Love.
Right. But for the purposes of having someone to cling to, I think Pound Cake could get on the,
How do you spell this guy's name?
I want to say P-A-U-G-S-O-L.
P-A-U-G.
I think. Yeah. Doesn't he have a brother, too?
Yeah,
like
Mark.
Pokey Gasol. Oh, Mark Gasol.
Oh, that's two names.
Yes, it's
Pau.
Pau Gasol. Mm-hmm. All right, I was like, what kind of a name? Oh, woof, no. He doesn't look anything. He doesn't look anything like Kevin
I
Musk.
Said Funhouse Mirror. There's enough of a resemblance.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Pound Cake, pull it. Are you looking at this guy?
If Kevin Love got shocked in a bathtub, he would look like Kevin Love.
He looks like alcoholic Kevin Love, kind of.
Oh, woof. No.
No.
Come on, I can't believe you would even compare these two. He looks like if you put Kevin Love and Chris D'Elia together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying that Chris D'Elia is not a good-looking guy, but that's...
He's got two brothers that plays. His youngest brother, I think, plays, like, overseas or something. So they're a talented family.
Oh,
I'm just saying that
please.
Pound Cake could have someone to cling to. No,
that,
no.
Those people look the same to you. Come on, man.
Well, I see one guy there, but yeah.
I'm saying, I thought you maybe had yours pulled up. Yeah.
Kyle Korver was the next best, but he's gone now.
Easter Island in a jersey?
You know, I'm good.
How tall is Kevin Love?
6'10", 6'11", yeah.
That's too much.
So we'll see. The Cavaliers have said that they have no plans to move Kevin Love. But
that's what they got
to
say.
But yeah, there'll be people poking around.
There'll be people asking, and if they can get the right thing, then they trade him. If not, hang on to him.
Who's the face of the Cavs now? They need a face.
Tristan Thompson's the butt.
Okay, so who's the face?
Kevin Love is, but they don't really have a face of the team right now because they're not a very good team. So you got young players like Colin Sexton, who is our draft pick that we had this year, but it doesn't. Yeah, we don't have any star players.
It doesn't matter if you have a star player or not. You need a face of a team. Even just like the worst of companies have a mission statement.
Okay,
like you need a face of a team.
Yeah. Moondog.
Tell me who the face. Tell me more about sports, Pound Cake.
Moondog is the face.
Yeah,
of the team.
But I was making a correlation between that and businesses, and I'm saying no matter how bad a team is, you still need that
into a someone like me that's a fan and that has been following the team all season, even though they're bad. I know who the face of the team is.
So it would be Kevin Love.
No, it's not Kevin Love because he hasn't been playing.
They used to have a guy named LeBron James.
I've heard of him.
Am I pronouncing that properly?
No, I don't think so.
He's a voice actor
LeBron
in cartoons.
Hamburgers.
LeBron Hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
Used to be here.
Mm-hmm.
LBH.
But, I mean, if Kevin Love were playing, he would definitely be the face of the team because he has potential to be an all-star.
And plus he's
that's what they were hoping for with Tristan Thompson, for him to step up. It just, when it comes to the Cavs this year, they're just a bad team. I think they're the worst record
Matthew
in the NBA.
Matthew Dellavedova.
I think Deli would be the face.
Well, Deli, but he's not a star player. He's a recognizable player because he was
on the
championship team. Same with Channing Frye. So when those guys come into the game, they always get a nice applause from the crowd, and people are excited that they're
on the
team.
They get a nostalgia clap.
But it's totally nostalgia.
People want something. They want a face that they could put on a thermos or like a backpack.
I got a Chetty thermos.
Yeah, a lunchbox.
Chetty Joel Osment?
Yes.
From the sixth end?
He's hot. Yeah. Oh, he could be the face.
Uh-huh.
But he's got to be good.
He's my replacement, Kevin.
By the way, R. Jeffs wrote a nice retirement letter thanking the state of Ohio for making the second half of his career so memorable. From the championship team. Richard Jefferson. Yeah, R. Jeffs. That's what I call him. We go way back to... a year or so ago.
That's what his name is saved in your phone is?
When I was told that he's hilarious on social media.
That's about 3 years ago now.
Probably.
Things go fast, yeah.
Sure. Incognito Sue?
Oh my goodness. Am I on already?
Incognito, yeah.
Uh-huh. Incognito Sue.
Oh my God, because now my heart can stop beating so fast.
Right. Well, take a second to compose yourself.
I have anxiety. I'm just... talking to you guys,
take a second to compose yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
First of all, love you guys.
Thank you. So it is funny. It is. People underestimate how thrilling it is to talk to me, Bill.
Right.
They really do.
I'm thrilled every
Don't
day.
Don't give me that look. Maria Santora over here is giving me side eye.
I hope Eric is doing okay, but I love Maria. All right. Oh, speaking of Maria, the Maria that's on it earlier in the day.
Right. Well, Mary is the one here, but
I mean, Mary. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Sue is nervous. It's a good thing we don't know your real name, Incognito Sue.
Well, anyway, Alan, when you were talking about the body fluid thing.
Yes.
And I am the incognito nurse, so I can totally relate to how funny that is. But you didn't mention the Julia Child episode. I think it was Dan Aykroyd.
It was.
And you have to watch it, and so this would be my request.
All right.
Could you watch the YouTube while you're on air and see if you laugh?
Well, I remember the clip. It was Julia Child where Dan Aykroyd is Julia Child and cuts his hand, and he's like, "Oh, you know," and there's blood. Right.
Think it was hysterical.
It's a classic sketch. Yeah, like I said, anything that has Monty Python with the Black Knight, where it's like, even if it's cheesy, even if it's clearly spaghetti sauce or red food coloring and KO syrup, I don't care.
Your arm's off.
I just want you to know I love you even more now, because now you're even more like me, which is kind of scary.
Sure, but, of course. That's a third rail that you might not want to touch too frequently, Sue, to be like me. But
That's okay. No,
I appreciate the call, Sue.
All right. Well, watch it. You will laugh hysterically.
I did before, and I will again. I'm sure I will.
Love you guys.
All right. Thank you. Love you, too. There's Incognito Sue, who we have no idea who that is.
There's this obscure show called Saturday Night Live.
I'm going to have to check that out.
And they have all these sketches. No one knows.
I forget.
It's too incognito.
Well, you know what's funny, though, is I went to see... because I have Hulu with the DVR, so I'll just set the shows that I want to watch, and Saturday Night Live is on Hulu. So I was like, oh, I wonder if they have all the seasons. So they have, like, seasons 1 and 2, and then it starts again at 30.
No babies.
No babies. Mary's birth control alarm at 3 o'clock. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another day of not getting anything in there.
Infertile.
Right? Yeah. So I watched the very first episode George Carlin hosted. It was 1975. Very first SNL. It's real ramshackle. You know, people who remember it have a real a kind of revisionist history with those first couple seasons of SNL. They were not great.
No.
I mean, the people that were on the show were really funny. But
and they went on to do great things. And it was so... new.
It was a brand new show
that people loved it, and it was cutting edge. But
there have
been
way better seasons.
Oh boy,
yes,
yeah. There's some rough sketches.
They had comedians and bands. But I wonder why they have the first couple seasons and then they skip and they start up at 30 again, because the show's been on for 40 years.
I think it's just licensing, because you have to license all that, and so I don't know.
But I wonder why. It's always been Broadway Video. It's always been Lorne Michaels' thing.
I was
going
to ask if it was always Lorne Michaels or if it switched over at some point.
And I think Hulu's part of Comcast, which is NBC. I don't know. I just thought
maybe they just want to rotate them through eventually.
Maybe. Because you can...
or maybe they're just digitizing, I don't know, updating them.
Well, there's that SNL app, like a standalone app where you can, I think, watch tons
all of them.
Well,
they used to have them all on Netflix, too. Not all of them, but they had like everyone's like... best of
series. I do remember that. I loved my favorites, I'll still go watch them, is the Celebrity Jeopardies with Alex Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek and Sean Connery.
The rapist for
right. 500. You got penis mightiers back there. It's so good. Wanda Mayfield actually was over the other night. We were having drinks, and we went to East End and we were at the show, and then she came over and we were watching Jeopardy, just drinking at my house, playing the game. She is so smart. I mean, she's a teacher, but she's like firing away at all these categories. And then I was like, one of like the Celebrity Jeopardy. She had never seen them, so I showed her like 8 in a row. We were just losing it. So it was
Norm is Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
About 70s Burt Reynolds.
And he's like, it's a funny name. No, it's Ted Ferguson.
In current day.
It's a funny name.
He's a big hat. It's a funny hat. So good.
Michael Strahan is over on Good Morning America. He used to host Regis and Kelly. He was Regis. She was Kelly. It was Michael and Kelly, and then they moved him over to Good Morning America. And, you know, I don't know the full depth and breadth of Michael Strahan's abilities, but this guy has really continued to stumble into better and better gigs. While other people are, like, losing their jobs and this kind of thing, Michael Strahan has really kind of kept, I guess, working hard and bumping himself up. And he was filling in. I don't know what his situation is. Like, he has the fourth hour of Good Morning America. Like, they're trying to recreate Kelly and Michael in that hour because they have him on with some blonde. I don't know. But he has invited the Clemson football team to a dinner that he's going to put on that is going to be way better than just hamburgers. And tacos and things of that nature.
That being said,
yes,
I personally,
yes,
as the non-impressive athlete as you let me know I am,
just keep you humbled and grounded.
I would like to invite the Clemson Tiger football team here for a great meal. Yeah. Come on here, everybody.
By the way, I have to give it up, even though I'm on record as being very dismissive of grown-ups with lisps, because it's something that you could have fixed a long time ago. But for somebody to excel and succeed in broadcasting with a lisp. Boy, that is
pretty much to the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
As about as high as you can get.
So, Pound Cake, I think you should spend less attention on Wendy Williams and more attention on Michael Strahan if you need a broadcasting icon.
Or Barbara Walters. Bah, wah, wah, wah.
She's not even on television anymore.
She produces. Okay, I'm listening.
Good. Yeah, no, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, like,
here's some advice. No, I'll do it this way.
Is that Michael Strahan is a guy, I mean, not only doing well in broadcasting, but came completely outside broadcasting. Came from football.
I was going to say, he was a football player,
yeah,
right?
A lot of athletes who come into broadcasting, but usually sports broadcast. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin is another one. Like, I'll tell you something, you know, or these guys that take too many hits of the head and they're, you know, fighting off CTE, but they're on camera. Strahan's doing all right.
And Strahan started just doing, like, pregame shows.
Yes.
And then has expanded to morning talk. Like our morning shows, he's done amazing things and like doing commercials and just so much stuff.
Good work for him.
And doesn't he host a game show too or something?
Probably.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Everybody, whoever can make it, we'll hook you up with lobster.
Lobster? I love lobster.
I had lobster last night.
Oh yeah, you're invited too. Okay, the lobster. Whatever you want, we're gonna take care of you.
He can't say lobster.
Lobster
with the lisp.
Lobster.
He doesn't even say that.
It sounds like he says lobster.
Yeah, lobster. He just omits the S.
Red lobster.
Whatever you want, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you the proper meal that you deserve because that was one great game, a great accomplishment, and, you know, we thought about what we can get them. I think lobster is great.
Caviar?
Because there's a...
Like, per egg is a lot of money. Are you paying? We don't have a lot of money here.
It's out of my pocket.
We don't have a lot of money here at ABC Network, at Disney. We don't have a lot of money here. I love that. You had lobster last night?
Yeah, we went to Lobster and Pho after the podcast. Pho, whatever.
Where's that?
It's right up here in that plaza where Chipotle is.
Over by Potbelly.
Yeah,
it's
right next to the Potbelly.
Yep.
So we did Slimus. The podcast, and then we went there and had a... some lobster, like I got like a lobster salad. She had like a lobster roll, so good.
Wait,
and
so you parlayed the podcast into dinner after the pod? Do you do that with all your guests? Do you go have dinner
have
after
time,
the podcast?
I have no problem with
did
it.
Did you and Zachariah go have dinner?
I don't know. If
did you
did.
And the Fantasy Boys go have dinner?
Pants go have dinner? And Liz go have dinner?
The majority of the people that I did the podcast with, I was on like the real strict phase of Nutrimost, so I couldn't go out to dinner.
Mm.
But this one, I wasn't.
Yeah, you probably couldn't go out and have lettuce or a salad or...
Well,
know.
No, it's real strict. It's very
real
difficult.
Strict.
I mean, I can have lettuce and stuff, but it's...
Well, he had initially told her that there would be no dinner. And
you didn't know better!
She said lobster. Lobster or nothing.
You're making me some lobster.
So we went there and we had some lobster and then we had, you know, some wine. And then,
Wait, lobster and wine?
Hold on. Are you yada-yadding like I yadded my date?
No, because nothing happened. But,
oh, okay, yeah.
But, like, nothing happened.
So you just went to brunch this morning?
No, none of that.
But you were laying, clearly laying the groundwork.
We were just having a nice time.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing turned out happening.
You were laying the groundwork.
Time.
We went on Instagram Live, if anybody was watching that, and she was like, she flossed for people, and I'm trying to promote the podcast.
Dental floss?
No, yeah. She did the floss dance.
She's really into it. Yeah. It gets all of it.
Well, oral hygiene is second to none. It's very important. It affects your whole
everything.
Biological,
digestive system.
Your pH balance. I'm all in favor of it. I'm a big flosser.
And I almost felt like I should have recorded the podcast after we went to dinner, because she was a lot more open at that point. And I feel like
after a couple glasses of wine, that'll happen.
She was ready to... I mean, she did tell some good stories, though. Like, there's some stuff that I haven't told on the air that I needed her to kind of corroborate. Corroborate, yes.
You guys went to Carrabba's?
No, we didn't go to Carrabba's.
Oh,
okay.
Carrabba's.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm excited for this episode, but she just had a good time.
And why isn't that a date? Wine and lobster.
I paid for mine, and she paid for hers.
Okay.
And there was no physical contact.
Okay.
It'd be like if you and I went out to dinner. Would you consider that a date?
No, we've never dated before.
But
this maybe is an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Maybe you should call the podcast Pho and Bill.
Ooh, there
and
you
just
go.
Pull, you know, so each one of them.
I love Pho.
There's a promise. I'm way over it. it's broth. I get it. It's the promise of dinner after
do you like
the
lobster?
Podcast.
You
What's
go
that?
Lips?
Lobster?
You want to go with some lobster?
Lobster? Lobster's okay. Again, it's not my top.
I never liked it even when I could eat it, though. I was never a huge fan of lobster.
Oh, I like lobster a lot.
Everybody creaming their jeans over. Fuck. Give me a break.
Okay, first of all, relax.
Give me a break.
Second of all, I think like it's exactly food. Good for what it is. I love it when I'm hungover. That is by far my go-to.
Right, because it's soup.
Yes, it's
or
soup.
Or if you're sick.
But it's right. The broth that has to be made right, not just like chicken broth poured into a thing. Right. Do you want a superior? Yeah. Is that I'm telling you, it's unlike any other one.
That's what people say, and then I went, and I was like, yeah, it's pho. I get it.
You are just so unimpressed by everything.
I'm not.
Except fake blood.
I am impressed.
Except fake throw fake up blood. And fake blood. You're like, yeah. Like, this is a hardworking man who's put 40 years experience into his pho broth.
I'm not impressed by fake vomit. It sparks joy with me, all right? I'll never get rid of it. I'll never KonMari myself. Mm-hmm. Now, calamari. No, I just, you know, listen, there are a lot of things that impress me. I'm just not impressed by things that a lot of other people are. It's silly to me. It's silly.
Well, it's because
bone broth. I get it. Broth.
There's a lot of hype around pho because people are. It's having its moment.
I know. That's so, my point. So I'm fully. But it's been around a long time. Yeah. Yes.
That's how I feel about tacos. When people lose their shit. Stuff over tacos.
They're shrimp over
tacos.
Shrimp
over tacos. Yeah. Shrimp tacos I can't have.
And I can see that. I can see that. It's like these we've talked about it here before. I'm like, how many different ways do you think you're going to make a hamburger?
Hamburgers. They just come in one way.
We're opening up a new concept. No, you're not.
I like
bun
a simple hamburger.
Yeah, simple hamburger, you know?
Just bun, cheese, lettuce. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I happen to really like tacos, but I also understand people are like, we don't need another taco place. No one's got a new take on tacos.
It's just one of those things where it's the
same
stuff.
Unless you're feeding them to me.
It's the same stuff every week. Yeah.
As long as it's good stuff, don't care. But, you know, whatever.
I enjoy a new taco place just because chances are there probably won't be a long wait. Like, a lot of the taco places I want to go here in town, everyone is already hip to, and it's like, oh, we're going to be able to seek you in, like, 2.5 hours. Do you want to wait? You want your little, whatever, the magnet or whatever they give you?
Do
you want your little magnet?
Little buzzer, yeah.
You want your buzzer? No, that's okay. I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to the 9 other taco places in town. That's not going to make me work. Wait 2 hours. So
and it's a pleasant surprise every time I poop.
I'm gonna give you more of what you've been asking for.
The Alan Cox Show.
But not so much camel toe.
On 100.7 WMMS.
Now, 35192, if you want to send me a text, you can listen live in the iHeartRadio app or at alancockshow.com. The live video stream is there as well. Mary Santora is sitting in again today.
Hello. Sitting.
Mary Santora Comedy on Instagram, Mary_Santora on Twitter.
You hit 10K yet? Can you swipe up?
No, I'm at like 7,300 on Instagram.
Oh, you're getting close to passing pound cake, though.
Am I? Let me see where I'm at. I'm close. I'm like so close. 7376 is where I'm at right now. So I only need 2624 to follow me. 2,624 people. I can swipe up.
I was called into a meeting with some other people at some other stations here on the floor because there was going to be a swipe up thing that a whole bunch of people were going to be doing. And so I get in there and I'm walking them through it. And I quickly realized that out of this room full of people, I was the only one who had 10,000 followers. So the thing kind of quickly deflated. And they're like, oh, we got to figure out another way to do this.
Yeah,
we got to reschedule this. Well, I figured this out.
We'll have Bill and Alan do a swipe up.
Right. Cody's got 8,500.
You're kind of stuck there, though, aren't you? Haven't you kind of plateaued at 8,500?
Well, I was rounding up before, so so I was like 84.5, and then now I'm like 85.5. So
yeah, 85.43. Yeah. So I am a full 1,200 behind.
So if you guys want to follow me at Radio Cody B on Instagram and help me get to 10K,
funnier would be for
a race.
A race? Yeah, can get to 10K first, me or pound cake?
Mm-hmm.
Give an incentive.
Oh, what's the incentive? I'm not sending out gross pictures.
That's a bikini pic. Just post it on your Instagram.
No, I was just talking to Bill about this. I was looking back at my before pictures that I took, and I don't want to post any of those until I actually can see progress and have lost weight.
You don't want to do like
you want it to be a huge reveal.
It's good, and I want it to be noticeably different.
That's what I'm doing too.
I don't want to post one at like six. Look, I lost 6 pounds.
Well, let that be your thing. Lose the weight before you get to 10K. That'd be like your hashtag.
Oh, if I can lose however many pounds before 10K?
Race to 10K.
Hmm.
I'm going
to
see
do a 10K if I get to 10K. Bam.
I do a 10K every year.
Okay, well, now you have an incentive.
Oh, please get pound. He says, I'll do a 10K. Now, mind you, he has no idea what that is or how far that is.
Do you know how far 10K is?
He does 10 kilometers?
Yeah, but do you know how far that is
he
in miles?
He does not know.
3 miles?
Mm-mm. No.
How many miles?
I do a 5K for our St. Patty's Day thing, and that's about 3 miles.
Mm-hmm. It's like 6.4 or something like that.
Seven, yeah, I didn't say I would do it. I'm talking to you.
I do a 10K. I do the Rite Aid Marathon every
you
year.
Said if you get to you said you would do a 10K if you got to 10,000
followers. I was thinking
followers.
Hashtags for her.
Oh, he's
I'm not
putting
gonna do,
me. He's giving me
I'm not
going to
do 10K. You can follow me if you want to. If not, I'm on another, like, I'm vibing. I'm cool.
what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you get to 10K?
I'll throw like a 10K party and have like cool little balloons.
Wait, you mean you're not running with me before our St. Patty's Day bar thing?
I didn't know we were doing that again this year.
We are. We're not announcing it yet, but I'm running. It's another St. Patty's 5K and then
a
bar
thing.
That's
a light announcement, like a little soft announcement.
Well, no, I'm just seeing what we're talking about.
Did I participate last year? Yes. Did you laugh at me? Yes. Mm-hmm.
5K is not
no,
hard.
You didn't run the 5K.
We did
the 5K.
We just did like the
did
around the block. Yeah.
Yeah, you did the around the block.
No, I was jogging.
No, you didn't do.
But we still just did the short one because I was going to do the 5K, but then I'm like, oh,
it was
I'm
cool.
Fat Bill right now. I'm not doing it. I just wanted to go get drunk.
But
it was also like right as I was breaking up. Like, I think I had just broken up with my girlfriend like weeks before.
And so I just have low self esteem. And
but
I didn't
Pancake,
do
you
it
know what happened? It was very cold. And you know what happens when you run? You warm up.
I had my compression shorts on. I was good. I mean, I was good.
Last year when I did that 10K, it was the worst weather. It was like 25 degrees and like misting. So no matter what part
and
of
like
your body,
May.
Yeah, yeah. It was the worst. And so like your face, it just felt like bee stings on mm-hmm. your face the whole time you were trying to run.
Frozen mist.
Oh, and like yeah, and once you, I mean, your legs are going to start hurting at a certain point. So your muscles not only are tight, but they're stiff and they're cold. And it's just like this is the worst.
You got to get the balaclava on, is what you got to do.
Balaclava?
Balaclava.
Do you mean baklava?
No, it's often confused with baklava, which is a very popular Greek dessert, but some people will say balaclava when they mean baklava.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Some people, no, I mean, some people, it's all Greek to them. Get it? But, you know, that's good for running, too.
I wonder has anyone done that, though, like 10K for 10K?
No, you do it. You be the first
do
one.
Do it, buddy.
I'm not.
I believe in you.
You can walk
even
it.
Even when no one else
yeah,
does.
Yeah, no one's going to care if you
walk
it.
Walk 6 miles?
Dude, I walked it last year. It took like an hour and 40 minutes. It's not as long
far.
As you think it is. Yeah. It really isn't.
From where? Where?
It's all around downtown. You like
it's
start.
It's a circle.
You start by the queue and you go down like Prospect by Playhouse Square and then up past down by the Rock Hall all the way around into Ohio City and then over the Detroit Bridge.
That sounds like a lot. But
it's really, it took an hour and 40 minutes and I did mostly walked it. Okay. I might have ran the first mile.
Well, give me to 10K. I'll be in a really good mood, and I might consider it.
No, that's not how this works. It's not like if you give me something, I might give you something back.
Other
like,
than that, I'm just going to issue a shutdown till I get my 10K, and then we can talk about the 10K.
10K is not that bad.
Or Radio Cody B, if you guys would like to contribute to my 10K.
Or Mary Santor Comedy. Either way.
Sure. Let's pit these two against each other.
Right? I'm Biden.
In the and then classic American
here,
spirit of competition.
Oh, Bill's
how
got it.
About this? Whoever gets there first wins. Whoever doesn't
has
to delete their account.
No, I can't delete my account. You know that.
For how long, though?
I'm not going
to
delete my account.
You have to
account.
Start over.
No.
No, why?
No.
Why would I do that?
You guys are no fun.
That's hardcore.
It
is hardcore.
No way.
It's so hardcore.
It took me...
Do you know how much that would suck to start completely over?
Then you better win.
That's got nothing to do with me.
But you have to motivate people to follow you.
Okay, the people who are already on my Instagram that I would be putting out pictures for are already there.
Yes, but then they can share those pictures and go, hey, go follow Mary so that Poundcake has to delete his Instagram.
What's going to happen is he's going to beat me by like 3, and then I'm going to have clubs and things mad at me. Like, what happened to your Instagram? What are you going to post about it? Like, I can't.
Yeah, because clubs ask to see your followers now.
They do. They care about your Twitter and your Instagram and your this and your that. I cannot take that.
Right. Hey, clubs, I have lots of those.
I won't take it.
She will not take that bet.
That's a good bet, though.
If I had, it is. That's a great bet. If I was certain I would win, I would take it, but I'm not
certain you'd win, then it's not a good bet. There's got to be drama to it.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anything to lose if he goes to start over. I have nothing to show.
Me? What well, do you have to really. Lose? You don't.
You don't have bookers looking at you like, what can you do for me?
Right.
I got douchebags like, looking at me like, what are you going to do for me?
I have 93 followers on Instagram. No, right. I can't do it.
You need it professionally.
Correct. That's Which right. is also why I need the swipe up professionally.
That's
so
right.
So I can add links to That's tickets right. and things like
I
that.
I understand.
This guy over here.
Stop pointing at me.
Snacks McGee.
I know.
What's he's got?
I can't
Snacks
help it.
McGillicuddy.
If people want to follow me that they find me interesting,
whatever.
My bad.
You've also been on the show consistently for how many years?
Right. You don't need... Right. You use them for two completely different things. You don't need social media professionally, right? Everything you need to do professionally, I tell people about on the show. Like, you don't need social media professionally.
I'm pretty sure I probably would
This get, is your megaphone, not your Instagram
stories. I probably would get yelled at if I didn't have any platforms.
By whom?
Management.
I probably. No, they wouldn't yell at you.
Really?
They don't even have their stuff together.
Yeah, right. There have been times where they probably wished you weren't on social media.
Yeah, no, I got yelled at.
Of course. Well, then you know
saying, so
whence I speak. Right. I did want to mention, too, because we did it a while back, and then I forgot about it. We did a thing called March with Metallica, where you went to the website and you registered, and then we were going to pull somebody at random to walk Metallica from their green room to the stage. One person. Not even a person and a guest. One person we were going to choose to do that. They're playing a show at the Q, which I'm pretty sure is sold out. February 1st, Metallica returns. Jen Styles of Brunswick is the winner of that. So congratulations to her. She was chosen at random, and she will walk the band from the green room to the stage, courtesy of WMMS.
I just got 39 followers on Instagram. So watch out,
Cody. How many did
you get,
Pancake?
Like I said, if you get to 10K, it was meant to be. I'm vibing. I don't care. Like,
hey, what if she beats you? We will confiscate your social media.
Confiscate it.
How about that? How you feel about that?
Fine. I mean, that means you have to take my phone, so go ahead.
Alan, I write insurance for bars and restaurants, and a lot of companies require servers to be tips trained in order to have liquor liability coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have people, we've already established, you can't have people operating either willy or nilly behind the bar. Boy, there's got to be a better way to say that, right? Willy-nilly. There's all these old-timey phrases that still stick around, and everybody uses them, and no one ever goes, what?
I like because, willy-nilly.
Well, yeah, but there's been no modern component. So much other slang has been renovated and updated. Willy-nilly sticks around. Kitty corner, people still say. Catty corner, whatever. You know, they
I
go,
see
oh, it's
catty corner
from the other place. You know, willy-nilly.
All willy-nilly.
Yeah.
All, you see, I can't even think of right. another, like, all...
Scattershot. I like Scattershot.
Yeah, use that one.
Sounds like a Marvel villain.
Jumbled up, I don't know.
Jambalaya yeah, Bill, that's yeah. a soup.
Oh, a stew. More of a stew,
More
I'd
of
say.
A gumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All
yeah,
willy-nilly. There's not really... It can't really. Be out there all willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. No.
Can't make one up, either. I can't even come up with anything on the top of my head.
I think you could. I believe in you.
You believe in me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bill, you're a sneaker guy.
Yeah.
Have you
got
have
a nice
you,
pair of Jordans on right now?
They're brand new.
They're very new. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Uh huh.
Have you found the number one hurdle with these shoes to be that you have to tie them? Is that the problem that people are running into? Ah, I gotta tie these shoes. Something you learn as a kid. Continue to do it as an adult.
They just look sloppy.
Save for that time in the 80s when we had the Reebok Velcro straps. But
I don't even tie them, so that's not really a problem. Yeah, I mean, I just got the laces.
You do the Hypebeast lace? What do you do?
It's laced all the way to the top, and then they just
then you put like a knot. You like put like a knot at the side, and then you can just slip them on.
I didn't put a knot. I just let them, you know. I live dangerous. I let them go all willy-nilly.
Hey!
Yeah.
Nike has released their self-lacing shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Called the Adapt BB. They cost $350, and they've already got a couple of NBA players in them who I guarantee didn't pay for them. But nevertheless, they're trying to get suckers to buy self-lacing shoes. Now, there are other things that I like people to do to themselves. Pornhub variety. That's always fun, right? But I can't imagine lacing the shoes has been something that has really caused consternation among sneaker wearers. But they always got to ratchet it up. I mean, if you're working for Nike, you got to come up with new stuff.
Right.
Oh, we've got a new design. No, you don't.
And?
Oh, these are more aerodynamic. No, they're not.
They're
what
lighter.
If they lace themselves? Yeah, okay. The Adapt BB for $350.
Part of my job over these years is to be a futurist and to think about new ideas and then draw them up and try and...
Right, except this guy, just cut him off there. He didn't really think about new ideas. This Back to the Future 2 has been like the holy grail for a long time.
And they actually made those.
Right.
Yeah.
These are just, those were like Velcro, right? Or they sucked up against your foot?
Yeah, I mean, they were self-lacing shoes, but these ones like have an app that you have to use to...
You lace them with an app.
You lace them with an app. Like, there's an L and an R for left and right shoe, and then you slide it up to make it tighter. I actually saw this on Good Morning America this
yeah.
today. Where they're putting them on, like, oh, they're too tight. Oh, they're looser now. Like, it's
and you know how you can crazy. Control that? With your fingers. You can make it just yeah, as loose and tight as you longer. Want.
On the app.
No.
Jason Tatum of the Celtics will be wearing the first pair tonight against the Raptors. So if you're a Celtics and or Raptors fan, you'll see them on his feet.
It can happen. And I think that's been a relatively successful process. We've been doing this a long time. This project wouldn't exist if I hadn't been asked to think 30 years into the future.
Power Laces, all right.
Power Laces sort of made sense to me, and so that's what we embarked upon.
We say Power Laces.
I like how this guy just talks like it came out of his brain.
Right.
They asked me to think 30 years into the future, and then I watched a movie from 30 years ago, and I thought, hey, I've got it.
Flying
and I
cups.
Drew up some blueprints.
Something that people have been asking for since that movie came out.
Here's what I don't understand. What if it malfunctions? Can you still tie them on your own, or are they 100% electronic?
No, you have to amputate your foot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It cuts off the circulation.
What if you don't have health insurance?
There is a... who doesn't have that? If you look on the app... if you look on the app, it will tell you if your ankle is turning purple.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you look down, you go, oh, my God, it is... And then you have to go, get
ooh, that's a new colorway.
Yes.
Very rare.
Yeah. And then you have to find a line for that. The nearest sharp implement.
You can't stand. You'd sit in line for that.
Here's the thing. I'm cool with the Power Laces thing. I think the shoe itself is ugly.
Man.
I think the shoe that they're putting out for this is a very dad-looking shoe.
Have you seen the golf shoes that they covered in fake grass? They
no.
look like those are awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they look like they're covered in grass.
See, that's funny.
There was a meme that had those like old white Nikes. It's like, can't wait to turn these bad boys green this summer.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me laugh every time.
I mean, they're not the ugliest shoe, but like for $350, I want a shoe that is iconic, and this is just okay. It's an okay-looking shoe.
On the concept of willy-nilly, a lot of people...
Nimbly-bimbly?
No,
I got a nimbly-bimbly
text.
They're
pointing me to cattywampus. Everything's all cattywampus. That is old school. How about pell-mell? Everything's all pell-mell. But these are all old. I'm like, there's no modern analogy to this. Nobody's come up, not that I know of. I would consult Urban Dictionary, but I imagine I'd probably have to consult Rural Dictionary to find out.
How old is Hella? Hella's been around for a long time.
That's like 2000.
No.
Was it before that?
When I was in junior high, people were... And it was dumb then, and it's dumb now.
So like maybe like 80s then, probably, right?
Hella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Hella.
But it was like more... I feel like that's something that came from California and made its way around. Like,
probably, a lot of skate culture.
Someone would go to California because they'd visit their cousins, and they'd come back to a place, and they'd be like, oh, this is hella cool. I swear that's how I first heard
sure.
it. Because my friends had family in California, and they came back, and they were all saying hella. I'm like, will you stop that?
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Right.
That one never caught on with me.
I love hella.
Hella. I never really said that.
No. No. Dope.
I really don't like
I
that
know.
Word.
I think that probably
that
has... That's been played out for a while, but I do still hear people using it. Like, my son uses it, and I go, okay, you're 18. You should know better than that, by the way. He's usually on the forefront of stuff.
I like dope as an insult still, though. Like, he's just a dope.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it when I see, like, 40-year-old comics on stage being like, yo, this is dope. And I'm like, stop. I'm going to murder you right
you
now. Like,
it's no better!
I just am not a big fan of, like, oh, that's dope. That's so, I've never liked it. Maybe it's overused, and that's why, but I feel like I feel like a ton of comics use dope on stage.
Well,
I hear
people using it. Yeah.
You also have to charge these shoes, by the way.
This is so stupid.
Well, sure.
Who's going to pay for this?
It's all, well, is it $350 worth of fun? I think a lot of people would say yes. Yes, I will drop $300, especially
sneakerheads.
They're
going to sell out immediately.
Yes, they will.
Because people want to say that they have them.
Yep.
But to me, they're just, I don't know. They look okay, and I would do it if I didn't have to. If my radiator had worked, I would buy these shoes. But
and by the way, people are pointing out it'd be good for disabled kids. It would, but they're still $350. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any discount versions of these for those kids. You know, they're trying to sell them as a cool item, not necessarily a functional item that you need.
Right, that's not the best branding for Nike to be like, hey, get the disabled kid shoes.
Right. I don't know. It just seems ridiculous to me. I mean, and there's plenty of things that I probably spend too much money on that people are like, really?
But you get shoes, though. You like shoes.
I like heels. I like nice like heels and like dress shoes and things like that.
What if there was a version of this for like a heel?
I don't think there would be.
There wouldn't be.
No, maybe you don't need laces.
Or maybe it just felt like a regular shoe.
Yeah, I mean,
it was comfortable. Like,
there's a certain brand that I buy because they do make very cute, very comfortable heels. And it's like the only ones that I'll buy. But I mean, they're not terribly. It's like $100 a pair.
And what
like
if you lose your phone?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. There are no real laces on this shoe, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a release button on the shoe just in case.
Like an escape thing out of the trunk.
But they just pop off, you just hit a button, and they go. Right?
Yeah, they cut themselves in half and go.
Now that would be cool, like an Iron Man shoe.
Yeah,
where it just like you just go.
You shoes, stand in and then it just goes,
choom.
Right.
Yep.
I could get behind, but it just seems ridiculous to me.
If they made them look cooler. If they made them look like face huggers from the Alien movies, that would be cool. I would like that.
That'd be fun.
But that's just, you know.
I will probably buy some self-lacing shoes at some point, but I will wait for a style that I like more than these ones. Because I'm a sucker.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
The sneaks.
For shoes? Yeah, I like shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, are we not tired of woke yet? I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
I don't hear woke as much as I hear dope.
I hear it all the time because people always tell me how woke I am.
Bill's super woke.
I don't say it. People just tell me.
Super woke.
I'm so woke.
They just have like a conversation. They're like, you know, man, you're pretty woke. Is that what it is?
But they're like, Bill, you are woke AF. You are so woke, you are dope, bro.
I'm not over AF. I really like that.
I always feel like they're also, you know, saying it in a condescending manner. So
woke?
Woke, yeah. No, Bill, you're real woke.
Smoke weed every day.
Hello.
Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Here you go.
From the Final Touch Construction Studios, it's the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Cleveland.
An iHeartRadio station.
(216) 578-1007 to join us live, or 800-348-1007. I'm going to text me 35192. AlanCoxShow.com for all the other pertinent stuff. You'll find the Christie's Instagram hotties there from this week. New Jets coach Adam Gase is having a hard time with his gaze.
Oh, that makes me laugh so hard. I feel like the original video, I mean, Have you seen
Sans
this?
Taco?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very strange. This guy that he was just fired by the Miami Dolphins and then hired as the coach of the New York Jets, and they're introducing him, and when he's walking out during his press conference, his eyes are just darting real weird all over the room. So then someone superimposed a taco floating around going wherever his eyes go. Like he's following this taco around the room, and it is hilarious, but it's real disturbing
without the taco
because you're like, right, this dude's having an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, the person who added the taco is doing us all a favor.
Yes,
in fact, the live video stream is there too if you want to watch. There's the chat room. I was talking to my son last night on the way home, texted him, said, hey, I heard you were in the chat today. He's like, yeah, just popping my head in. It's always funny though, because he goes, if it's gonna make people weird or anything, I won't be in there. Like, I go, oh, no, I'm not going to change the show, if that's what you mean.
I think it's cute.
No, it's fine. Yeah, he's 18. I mean, you know.
Did he mention me?
People like him in there. What's that?
I said, did he mention me?
Let me check the text. Did he mention
Maria?
Was he like, that Maria check is so cute.
No.
Dang.
No, he did not. Why, are you concerned that my 18-year-old son finds you attractive? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not concerned. Just...
Hey, it's, you must know she still got it.
Certainly just strange.
Just
still,
wondering.
I like still got it. She's 30. Yeah. You're not 60.
Still got it.
Attracting 18-year-olds.
Is that what you want to? She won't even date a guy who's 5 years that's younger true. Than
you
her.
You don't want to date an 18-year-old. You just want to know that you're anybody. Still attractive. To...
Why do you want to be attractive to anyone that you don't want to date?
Because you
want
to know. You just want to walk past like, hey now, like pump it a little bit harder as you walk and have them look. And
what does that mean to you?
It's a flattery thing. Yes. You wouldn't be flattered if a 24-year-old was like, oh, you're so good looking.
Like, oh my
you're
gosh,
this, you're
wow,
that.
What a zaddy you are.
You say you zaddy. Say if as though it never happens. So I take offense
apologize.
To that. No, because I'm not even, I'm 40.
And you're married and yeah.
Well, that aside.
Yeah, Santa beard.
This that too. Mm-hmm. This coming summer, right? I will be 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay,
wow.
I'm getting myself into better shape. But I don't know when it happened. It wasn't when I was 40. It's between when I turned 40 and now, where I do not even register in the eye line of girls of a certain age. If you are probably younger than 35, my wife's 10 years younger than me, okay? Mm-hmm. She loves me. She married me. She's into the whole elderly lumberjack thing, whatever that is, right?
Whatever you got going on.
Yeah. She sought, you know, my seed found purchase. She was way into that. Why is that, Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was deleting something from the chat.
Why did my wife want me when she decided to procreate?
Oh, because you have super sperm.
Alan Katz, super sperm.
See, Bill knows all these little secrets about me that no one else knows, right? No one else knows that I'm...
Alan Katz, super sperm.
Right. But, and I was talking to a friend of mine who is a few years younger than I am, and I go... And he's kind of more along those lines where he still wants, like, girls of... I go... It's actually very liberating. I don't even register. There's never any like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, it's but not even a thing.
It's the flattery aspect of it. Yes. Even though you would just like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
You'd be like,
Did you finish your homework?
I guess it doesn't occur to me. Like, it does not occur to
you
me.
Would not-
because if somebody, okay, let's say a 25-year-old girl was like, ooh. A, I'd think, what's wrong with you? I genuinely would. I mean,
twice her age.
Listen,
yeah.
No matter how old I was or am, anytime somebody liked me, I was thought, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And then I get in there and I find out, and there is something wrong with that.
That's right. Once you do a deep, once you get
never
the,
fails.
Once you get the diving helmet on, yeah. You do a little spelunking, you figure it out real quick. Nevertheless, so I understand the concept of flattery. Mm-hmm. I get that. I really do. I'm just, I guess I'm not sure what, like, the next... To me, those things are important if you're on your
pursuing
way to...
Pursuing it. Yeah,
if it's good for something, if there's an end game, right? If I'm passing somebody on the street and they're 25 or 30...
Ow, you know, ow!
And they're like, hunk. Ooh, I would think they're trolling me. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm 47 years old. Like, I get it.
There's plenty of hot 47-year-olds.
I'm among them, pound cake. Thank you very much.
I realize.
I've been told by my wife. But it's nothing that I would be very surprised.
People love flattery.
Understand. You're third. No, it's not like that I don't like flattery. I just, A, I would prefer to be flattered for things other than what I look like. Flattery for, like, accomplishments. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Not just the luck of the draw. I didn't have anything to do with my face.
Right.
But you're 30, okay?
29, but yeah.
29, right. When are you, you're 30 in the fall?
In November.
Okay, so you're 29 years old. Right.
Yes.
And I've had this conversation with Erica before. You know, she's older than you by a year and a half,
I think,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that numerically I could be your dad. So when you kind of put that...
Technically,
well,
yeah,
numerically,
yeah, yeah,
I could be... Especially in Ohio. So, you know, technically, yes. So it would never occur to me, you know. And after I have this kind of conversation, I'll get all these messages being like, I'm 27, I think, yeah. I'm like, okay, but I don't know what you look like.
Right.
Right? Just 27 isn't going to... A lot of 27-year-old...
Right, like a hot 27-year-old is different than... Just 27.
And I'm not on their radar. Yeah. Yeah. And that's fine.
Well, I was basically.
But again, you guys are younger, so I might break balls, but he's 26, so I get it. But you are also, there isn't as much of a divide between you and people who are 18, right? It's not even a decade. So when you go, ooh, 18. But in my mind, I'm like, you know?
I was trying to make a joke about hitting on your son, but you took it to another level.
Well,
that was really just what that was.
No, I know. I know it was. I know.
And you're just like, not in any chance is that on my radar. I apologize, Alan. I'll leave your 18-year-old son alone.
No. I wasn't taking umbrage.
He's leaving you alone. Remember that.
Oh, yeah. He's leaving me alone. Yeah, you're right. He didn't mention me.
He's looking at you and going, oh, that's sweet,
a nice lady.
That's a nice older lady that works with my dad.
Okay, yes. A nice older lady.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, this lady works with my dad. Yeah.
No, but the messages I get from listeners when you sit in, the messages I get on the text are uniformly positive. Some of them do cross some certain moral and religious lines.
Mm. Oh, after our conversation yesterday, my DMs are disgusting.
Of course.
But yeah.
It's a lot of finger talk.
It's even more like, I think I read one to you guys in the break yesterday. I was like, what is this?
That's right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you gotta shoot your shot, you know?
Someone said that to me today. I got a text message from a friend, and he said, what's your view on shooting your shot? And I was like asking someone out? And he's like, yeah, he likes this girl. He doesn't know if he should ask her out. And I'm like, what do you got to lose? She's going to say no? And then what? Mm-hmm. I ask guys out, and then almost always am denied. Anytime I ask out a guy, it's either like weird, or we'll meet up another time, or I just don't get an answer back. Or
I shoot my shot with pound cake all the time.
Yeah.
Not that.
Is that from
what did he say?
No, that's him. He just did that.
Oh, that's not from the shot collar.
Do it again. Yeah.
I shoot him all the time.
Oh wait, that's happening live. That's not a recording.
No, it's not a recording. No, I like to shoot him when he gets out of. I either make him tiny.
I like the tiny
pound cake is fun. Alan, I had a 21-year-old guy flirting severely with me on Saturday, but he backed off when he found out I'm 51.
That wouldn't turn me off.
And that's where, but I understand why it would. That is where I totally am down with people lying about their age.
Like, if I've never 21-year-old's flirting and you're like, just get it done kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot of people in this business, they'll lie about their age because they're like, oh, you don't want people to think you're old, whatever. And I do get that. There's a perception thing, but for a lot of people, I think it's an excuse to just lie about their age.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Alan, you don't look a day over 50.
And you're
son of a bitch. And the beard doesn't help either. I get it, but I don't care either.
Bill and I had a show together, and this one chick, what did she come to? She told you, what, how many times? 15 times that she was 33?
Yeah.
In conversation, it's just over and over. Well, I'm 33, so da-da-da.
She puts that on her Instagram story a lot, like, I'm 33, everybody. I'm like, I have a feeling you're not 33, because you mentioned how old you are. Way more than anybody has asked.
Right.
Like, it's a lot.
You mentioned where you were when Kennedy was shot, so I have a feeling that you're probably lying about your age.
I don't know that I've ever just casually in conversation been like, well, I'm 29, so, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That made me sorry. I'm 33. She's so I'm, well, I'm just like, I'm 33, so that's just how it is.
As a 33-year-old.
As a 33-year-old woman.
As someone born and whatever.
Right.
Math.
85? No, I can't.
Alan, I'm almost 46, and I still pull 19-year-old chicks. I know, these dudes who I don't know, I'm sure they're a real prize. They always will text me and be like, hey, you can't, I do. I'm like, cool story, bro. Weird flex. But yeah, okay. And God bless. I'm sure they are cream of the crop, too.
Here's the thing. I think when you think of younger people, it's always a physical thing. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose that until, 26, 27, when your metabolism really starts to slow down. You actually have to work for it. But that's all they're good for. You're saying cream of the crop. It's like, you look good, but I can't talk to you.
Right.
I can't have a conversation with you.
Well, it's more of a situation for some other people than others.
Hey, I molest children.
Right, that's...
that's a big one.
Pound cake, I really wish you wouldn't say that during the show, please. I would prefer if you kept that to yourself. We try to be at...
Oh, man.
He just looked like a Bratz doll.
Like I just shoved lemons in his face.
Right.
Oh, buddy.
That was so good. Did you have the camera on him when he did that? That was so perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'm very good at this.
It was like when you watch the videos of two-year-olds eating lemons for the first time. Mm-hmm. You just purse up.
And he does watch videos of two-year-olds eating lemons.
Oh.
Why?
I forget. I'm not going to give him the double shot there. I forget.
Can you shoot him one more time, though?
Can I shoot him one more time?
Can you, not shoot me one more time?
Would you rather have me shoot you on the regular or tell people that you're a molester?
I'll take the shots.
That's what you get, you whatever. Yeah. He's a good sport.
100%. I like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a good sport when people stop trying. I'm a good sport, all right.
He has to be. If you're listening to this show from wherever outside of Ohio on the iHeartRadio app, let me know where you do that. I'm happy to send you, both in-state and out-of-state, by the way, people who hit me up for the new Alan Cox Show sticker, I'm happy to send those to you. I do get a lot of requests for those, so I appreciate your patience as I send them out myself. Brian is in New Stanton, PA. Mark's in Bayonne, New Jersey. A couple of new bureau chiefs. Cameron's in Waldorf, Maryland. Elizabeth is in Atlanta. Nate's in Vegas. Bill is in Cowdersport, PA. And John's up in London, Ontario. So thanks. I also heard from Norm in Detroit, who is one of our bureau chiefs there. You mentioned that The Office is your go-to comfort sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the new thing that Steve Carell's doing on Netflix?
No.
Has anybody heard about this called Space Force?
No.
No?
He and Greg Daniels, who is the Office creator, yeah, I think, or the of the American version.
Oh.
He and Carell are producing it, and Carell's starring in it. It was inspired by Comrade Trump's idea for a sixth branch of the military. So something on Netflix is coming called Space Force.
Hmm. No,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
I feel a little bit ripped off because I pitched them Earth Justice about a year and a half ago, Bill. You know this. And they rejected it.
Why did they reject it?
I don't know. And now they're going with Space Force. But
you had it ready to go.
Earth Justice! When local justice just won't do.
Granted, that was all I had for the treatment, was that two-second little thing there. But I was rebuffed immediately when I pitched that to them. So Steve Carell's also doing a drama set in the world of morning television. He's doing another show with Jennifer Aniston on Apple's service. Everybody now has got their own streaming service. Like NBC is starting their own. We're all going to be paying.
Disney's launches, I think, later this year.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
All these cord cutters that were looking to save money, they're going to be paying for 100 apps now to watch crap that they want to watch.
But I think it's going to be what people, like what me and my family do, where I pay for one, you pay for one, and then we share the password.
A la carte.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Space Force is going to be on.
And it's not like they can stop that, because they need people to watch it and talk about it to get other people even interested.
Oh, yeah.
This just came out today. They just announced it on Twitter 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, Norman Detroit, he is on top of things, boy.
Huh?
We are on today, so that's why we were able to talk about it today.
I know, but that's like very, very recent.
I know.
So it's exciting.
You're so blown away.
Because I'm not up on current events.
Alan, I'm 49 and my oldest daughter is 29, so anybody that looks 30 and under is a no-go. Listen, I think I've told this story before. My mom, I mean, she's 70 now, but my sister was born when my mom was 40 and I was 17. So my mom looked really young for her age. I remember being at the mall with my mom. I was 17, she was 40, and we were pushing my sister in a stroller, and people thought we were together.
Man.
And it didn't happen all the time, but more than once.
Yeah.
And my mom is like, no, I'm his mom. This is his sister. And they're like, oh. People would be like, oh my God, you two are so lucky. She's so cute. Be like, abort.
We would, my younger sister and I, right after she had my niece, who's going to be 7 next month, we would go out together. My sister got in really, really good shape right after she had the baby, and I was a little chunkier. Mm-hmm. And every time we'd go out, people would always compliment me and be like, she looks just like you. I'm like, this is not my kid.
They thought you had the post-baby body.
They thought I had the post-baby
body. And she snapped right back.
And she had it when she was 18. So she like came right back from it, and the three of us would go out together, and she'd be a kid, like in a car seat or a carrier. She looks just like... I'm like, that is not my child. Yeah. This is not a post-baby body.
Wouldn't that suck? Like, the mom, like comes back and then everyone else has the stretch marks just because they're big. Like, everyone got the stretch marks except for the one that had the kid.
Right.
I mean, Bill, you know why everybody thought that my sister was my kid.
Because of the super sperm.
That's right.
Super sperm.
I'm going to be honest. I don't love telling everybody about your super sperm all that much.
I was just thinking about that.
How do you know?
I went back to that the third time.
It's
diminishing returns. Yeah. Well, I shoot pound cake sometimes. I get you to talk about my super sperm. I'm sorry.
Fair.
Occupational
fair
hazard.
Is fair.
That's right.
I'm just glad I don't have a thing yet.
Oh, you'll get one. Mm-hmm.
Figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations to all of you guys who are texting me about the young tail you're pulling. Fantastic. And by the way,
age is only a number. That matters way more than age.
Well, but that's also different than dating them. I get people wanting to bang anybody. Yeah. I understand that. But the dating thing...
I just don't understand
also, how that was just... probably the most superficial thing I've ever said. Age is one thing. Hot matters more. Yeah, you know, personality, throw that in there at
you
some
like what
point.
You like. But yeah.
It's just like a self-esteem boost for anyone. Like, if you're outside blowing leaves like you like to do, or mowing the lawn, and you just happen to have your shirt off...
I do like to blow leaves.
You're chiseled, you're sweaty, and you're just like pushing the mower or whatever, and some girls just walk past and you're like... Oh my God! Do you see the guy mowing the lawn? And they're just like there. They might
right, but I'm not in a deodorant commercial, so that's not going to do anything. You know what I mean? I can't do anything about it. I mean, it's not like they're going to rest their head on the. You know,
I'm not saying that, but you can't like be flattered that someone is just there on the sidewalk, like admiring you from afar.
I feel like the only
I wouldn't
people,
know if they were.
Yeah, I don't think people are that obvious about it.
The only people I ever see like washing their car shirtless in their driveway look like dads. Like, do you know right. what I mean? Like, they are just in small little old basketball shorts
because,
with a belly
because
out.
Clothes are uncomfortable under those circumstances. Right. So you want to have as few of them on as possible.
You're just looking at them like, oh, this is the worst. They're barefoot.
Right.
So not,
I've had
not
hot neighbors over 40 and it yeah, it was nice.
When I moved, I used to live in Maple Heights, and when I moved from Maple Heights to Lakewood, I was blown away by the amount of just good-looking people out jogging. That blew my mind. I was like, right. People are just so hot, just out and about. Like you said, mowing their lawn, doing those things. They all had clothes on, but...
That's more of a gayborhood, though, too, right?
Not anymore.
Like on the Lakewood, Rocky River border.
But it was, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lakewood's not that just super gay anymore.
It's
yeah,
not?
It's not super gay, but
really?
it's
young, it's like 25 young, yeah. to 35. Like
right out of college, yeah. you get an apartment in Lakewood. Yeah, yeah right.
They put us all, they got us all out of there.
They re-gentrified, is
yes,
what you're saying?
Because it used to be super gay, and then now it's just like...
So why did that happen? Like, when I first came here, I've been here 9 years, when I first came here, everybody's like, ooh, Lakewood. Like, it was synonymous
yeah.
with gay,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of changed quietly.
It was synonymous with gay... For 25 years.
My parents
because,
used to say that. I
yeah,
feel
like
yeah.
that's been. I mean, it probably even goes back further than that because originally that like there was Twist and
Bounce then, and
well Bounces in Lakewood, but
Ohio
there was,
City.
There, I think in Ohio. Well, no, in Birdtown there was a lot of gay people that lived there originally, like a long time mm-hmm. ago. Or so I don't know. Someone told me something about a lot of gay people moved over there, and especially over there in the Clifton area.
Yeah, right. It was like so many. Gay households per capita or something like that. And then they all just...
GPC? The GPC was really high? Gays per capita.
Over the years, they just got... I guess they got priced out and they started moving to Columbus. That's all the gays
yeah,
I knew.
There's a lot.
All the gays I knew that lived in Lakewood, they're like, no, I started a new life in Columbus. It's better here. Not as many potholes and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know...
Is that a gay euphemism or they literally meant not as many potholes?
I don't know.
Not as many potholes. It's a different category. Yeah.
He's so concerned with potholes.
I know.
It ruins my day.
Yeah. Why do you hit him?
Yeah.
Drive well, can't you just swerve?
If there's a car in another lane, I can't really swerve. And you got
to. And he likes to swerve.
Slow down a little?
I do, but you still have
I
to
know,
go
I know.
A pothole.
Yeah. You hit
it's
a pothole, that'll ruin your day.
Especially if it's filled with ice and.
Ice.
So you're saying that Lakewood used to be a much more homogeneous neighborhood. Thank you.
There he is.
All right.
There he is.
Sorry. A couple people actually out of the blue emailed me this morning and said, please bring back Lame Joke Wednesday from 100 years ago on the show. And now I've got that on the brain. So that was my one foray into that.
Change it
for
to
which,
Wisecrack.
For which I sincerely apologize. What?
Change it to Wisecrack Wednesday.
I met Alan.
Did you?
I gave him marijuana.
Oh, great.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Three 5 1 9 2. That'll put a text right in front of me. Or whatever crosses the transom of your mind. AlanCoxShow.com for all the other stuff. You want to get the details on our 2019 Polar Blast Battle. You can get them there. You can also register to get your way onto Erica's team. We'll head back to Boston Mills Brandywine on Friday night, February the 8th, for this year's tubing race, and all this week at 5:20, about an hour from now, and then tomorrow and Friday. Our last few spots will fill on Bill's team this year, the Tube Stakes.
Mm-hmm.
He feels somewhat superstitious. Bill feels that... his multiple victorious years are based somewhat in him continuing to change the name of his team.
That's right.
That's not my thing. I go with Cold Cox. Poundcake will announce his team name on Monday, and then we'll start putting people on his team.
Trying to steal my juju.
No, I'm just trying to win one. All right, I'm not trying to steal anybody's juju. I just want my victory. So I have to do a challenge.
And I understand. We got to come up with punishments, the whole thing. I fully understand.
I mean, we don't got to.
I languished in defeat for years on this Polar Blast until a couple of years ago.
He has to delete his Instagram.
Yeah. I'm not deleting nothing.
If you lose.
I'm going to totally different way for him.
That's a great one for him.
Not doing that.
I agree, but he won't do it.
Not going to do that.
That's so funny, though.
So use Polar Blast as your keyword at alancockshow.com. You can register to get on Erica's team with Barry White. And they're $10 7-cent discount tickets for you. You can still come out and hang with us. Do some tubing of your own, even if you're not on one of the teams. That's always fun, too. A lot of people come out. So it's all brought to you by Bud Light, Charles Scott Salons and Spas, Monster Energy, prizes from all of them, and more. You might even win the winning team's prizes if you correctly guess, predict which team will emerge victorious. DJ Cairo is going to spin. He's always good for the entertainment. And thanks also to Statement Limousine for getting us there and back. So Friday, the 8th of next month. But between then and now, which is not... We only got a couple of weeks to figure out these punishments. So I don't know. I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, goddamn punishment's going to be. I don't know. Usually we'll
figure it out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we will. We always do, but...
I thought someone had mentioned one. I think I might do a bad tattoo.
Jesus, I think that's a funny really?
One. Yeah, okay. That's such a...
I give him credit for going to the mat, boy, because I
what are you going to do from there? You can't go... Where are you going to go from there?
Cut off a toe. I don't know. We'll see.
Just let diabetes handle that.
You don't need 10 of them. You can get around with 9.
I mean, get something in a place... And a size where you could get it covered up.
Okay, what about, like, getting acrylic nails or something like that? That would be...
I'd be more annoyed by that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have to get a set of acrylic nails.
That's actually really funny.
I think that'd be great. That lasts, like, 2 weeks. I mean, you might say you have to get them done for a month, but they last about 2 weeks. Like a set of fake nails and a pedicure.
I'd rather get a tattoo, honestly.
Get waxed.
I think that would be hilarious. Make Bill get fake nails.
Fake nails.
He has to get acrylic set of nails with like a pink design on them and keep them on for 2 weeks.
That would drive me crazy.
That would be hilarious. Just to see you holding a mic with the bright pink acrylic nails.
Yeah, because you're on stage.
Please,
I mean,
please let that be it.
We have to learn how to wipe.
I'm fine with that. Okay.
Typing, zipping your pants,
Can they be short, though, so I can still function?
Yeah, no, they don't have to be like the long, enough.
He doesn't care what color they are.
Not the French big pointy ones. Like a French, an acrylic.
I have to be able to use my fingers.
No, okay, no, mine are not that long, but like long enough that you can tell you have fake nails on.
Right, that's fine.
They can't be like short, nubby bites.
I'll do that. I think that's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
I'm committed to the bit. Pound cake.
I think that's a good one.
Mm-mm. Nope.
See, I don't mind those. I don't mind like the aesthetic punishments.
Right? Well, people can see them. They're there. I mean,
or just something that you do and it's done and it's whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's the he wore that dolphin earring for a month.
One month?
Was it 2 months?
It was.
I think it was three.
I thought it was 3 months.
3 months.
It was 3 months.
Yeah, you shot too high.
You came up with that.
I know, and it was fine, and it was funny, and it was something I had to address on stage, and people laughed, and it was it was ridiculous.
Fake nails for a month. They last
not
2 weeks. They last 2 weeks, and then you get them filled.
I'm not getting them filled. I'm doing 2 weeks.
Okay,
Did you enjoy the earring more or the perm?
He liked the perm.
Well, the perm wasn't a punishment. That was a reward for getting a number one at comedy album. Decisions aren't my thing. Available now. Buy it because I had to get my car fixed today. So,
right.
Yeah, that one, the perm was way better. Perm was hilarious. And it wasn't like I didn't mind the perm at all. Because especially after like a week, everybody was used to it and just, it was great.
Okay. Pound cake should get hair extensions, someone said.
Ooh, that's funny.
Yeah, but that's something that's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we could find someone to...
We could crowdsource the money for...
Yeah.
go back there and go, hey, could we get some... could you guys budget pound cakes?
We got real 106 one now.
That's true. Oh, boy.
My hair's too short. I don't think I can get hair extensions.
Well, you grow it out for a little bit, and then we put extensions in.
No.
You do the D.L. Hughley in anticipation... of losing, right. And then if you don't lose, you cut your hair.
I mean, I would be more I think I would prefer a wig better because I have a morning job and I'm not going to go there looking like, you know, Mufasa with this crazy...
the mane.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But if you guys want to give me a nice wig, I could keep my secrets in
there.
Yeah,
see, he's got a square job too, so we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything that...
We have to do something that he does here. Like, it can't be something that he's walking around with a goofy, you know...
Should we all just do nails?
Yeah.
So I'll do acrylic nails?
I wouldn't care about that.
I think that's fine.
I would do that.
2 weeks of acrylic nails. It's so like $40.
Everyone that loses, I mean, you know...
Has to do acrylic nails?
Acrylic nails.
That's fine with me. Yeah. I might go to like
I can't wait. You guys, I don't understand how much these things get in the way. Like texting on your phone.
Oh, no, I love watching girls using the ball of their finger.
And swiping and everything.
Are they that important? I mean, we don't care. So who are they for?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it so much. I'm so happy I thought of that.
That's a really funny one.
How is wiping?
I can't wait till you have to zip your pants. That is such a, because you have to like, get your, it's,
why
I'm
do you
so
guys
excited.
Do this to yourselves?
Because they look pretty. These are my actual nails. But like longer nails, they look cute.
My mom was always a nail person. When when I was younger, my mom grew her nails.
Yeah.
She had long nails. She never got fake nails. She had long nails. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like gospel church long, but I mean, like, she had long nails. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of those.
Well, I honestly get my nails, and that's one of the things, like, even when I'm broke and I'm like, okay, I would rather eat fast food than not get my nails done.
But, like, when my mom
makes
would
me happy.
When my mom would break a nail, it was like a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
Like a chip. It was like she broke a nail or something.
Broke it off halfway down.
Big deal. Mm-hmm.
Well, because that's the thing that I will spend money on my nails because I look at them and it makes me, it sparks joy in my life. I see it and I'm like, you know what? I feel prettier with my nails done. So
for me, it's not a pretty thing, but I get pedicures.
Yeah.
I love them.
Keep them maintenance.
Love them. Yeah.
Acrylic nails. Oh, God, I want to be there. I want
to
go with you.
I said to Gwen that this morning, I go, we're going to get pedicures this weekend.
She's that's like, the best. Oh. It's the best.
When we were in Denver, we went. I mean, we were high as balls, too. But I mean, it was
even better.
Well, not really. We weren't sure how long we were there. She's sitting with her feet under the dryer.
Time traveling, that's not a good thing. Yeah.
We've been here for 5 minutes or 3 hours. I don't know which.
There's a couple nail places around town where you can drink. They have like full bars.
I don't need that.
You can have wine, you can have this. But if you're going, okay, so if you go get a full pedicure and a full manicure, you're there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, have a drink while you do. Or if you get like the top level pedicure, it'll be $50. It's got all the scrubs, all the this, all the that, and it'll include a glass of wine.
I've got the Korean ladies by me who are unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, acrylic nails. I'm
dye your beard, Alan.
That's not a punishment.
It would be.
Or are they
would,
just telling you need to?
I'm ready. I'm ready to shave this off. So it's like,
if what kind of razor would you use?
I would use a Bic Flex 5.
That's good. That's a good choice.
I mean, it's great for edging, you know, as you and I both know. But if you're going to take the whole thing off,
razor needs.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Sure. That's what Bill and I use.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the Bic Flex 5.
There's a lot of razor controversy out there these days.
Come on. Not with them.
Not with them.
No.
Do you think I could use a Bic Flex 5 on my legs?
Yeah. Of course.
Do you think it would leave it nice and smooth?
It comes in 3, 4, or 5 blades.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Hashtag ad. Alan, Bill already said he would get the Liberty car commercial tattooed on his arm.
That was one. Yeah, that was the tattoo.
Vermilion. Yeah. Home.
Wait, you'd get it tattooed?
Yeah.
How?
I just have someone lyric.
Lyrics.
Like, put on my arm or something. I don't care.
Solon, yeah. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Vermilion.
Parma Heights.
Home. Oh, boy.
I would do either one. I think they're both funny. And
don't
I actually,
get a tattoo, man.
I actually like the Liberty one better. It's funny.
If you want to go out on your own and do that, that's you. But
I'm not going to do it unless it's for the show.
No, I'm saying if you want that to be your punishment, but I think that's too much. That's so much.
Why do you?
Because it's a tattoo on your body forever.
Yeah, that I'll have a story forever.
I know you have several.
I have. Yeah, it kind of fits the theme of my tattoos. And I have great tattoos.
Get it as a tramp stamp.
No, I don't want that. I want to be able to
go
see it.
Go all out. Oh, you want to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, programming.
I want people to see it.
Programming note that Tia from The Blacklist reminds me of. We will be out on Monday.
Yes.
So we'll start putting people on Pound Cake's tubing team on Tuesday. We'll double up. We'll get two winners on Tuesday. And he will announce the name of his team then. Or he could do it on Monday if he wanted on social media since he's trying to get more people on Instagram.
On Martin Luther King Junior Day.
Martha Luther King Jr.
You have to say it nice and precise so you don't
Martha
lose your job.
Martha Luther King Jr.
Right. Yes. It is a company holiday. We take those off And so Monday for Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr.
We will be out, but returning on Tuesday. Alan, how about a beard made from the winner's pubes? Oh. A gorilla mask?
Yeah.
Know what a gorilla mask is?
You can't do that.
That's not really my style.
Did you have any pubes?
And also, like, it's not...
That's why. That's the reason why.
That's right. I'm like hard-boiled eggs down there.
Like, I'm not shaving my beard, and I don't have any pubes, so what you got for me?
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't look like a Ken doll, but I mean, I got nothing under my undercarriage. There's nothing down there. You know, I am smooth. I'll tell you what, that Bic Flex 5, boy. Even for your sensitive areas. Boy. And I use the same one. Face, whatever.
Dr. Berglund says don't do that.
I know,
Dr.
he does. Berglund. Right. But I imagine he doesn't shave down there, so what does he know?
Let's ask him next time he's here.
Yeah, that's true.
He works on shaved parts down there, so he knows.
So you need a separate razor for your pubes and your face?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
You
no,
don't?
I don't. No, I don't. No.
No, I don't.
No.
You don't. You use the same razor on your face as your pubes.
It's my body. Why would you use two separate razors?
I guess it's just skin, but...
Yes.
I have a trimmer, so I'm not really using like a hand razor for that. So I use a trimmer, and then anything else, like my chest or anything else, I have one razor.
And I haven't shaved in weeks, so it's like I'm not even doing anything to my face currently.
Bill has seen my pubes up close and personal.
Come on. So. Why?
Because they were, he left his razor on.
When you say that sentence, I don't think razor. That's not something that pops in.
I was being salacious.
His razor.
Yes, he knows what he's
doing. When you say, saw my pubes up close and personal.
He did. I think he touched them too.
Stop.
I didn't touch them.
How do you know?
Because I know I didn't touch your pubes.
They were very small. It could have gotten into the air. You could have breathed it in.
Oh. Get a tiny pound cake.
He's falling. Oh.
You're saying like the outbreak monkey, he sucked in your short and curlies? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, because he like flipped my razor.
I knocked it down.
It went into the air.
It didn't go into the air.
They're fumes.
Uh-huh.
You got it.
He was going in and out of my
He's room. Tiny now. Yeah. His pubes are tiny. His voice is tiny. Tiny pound cake has taken over.
You could have choked on one of my pubes. You don't know.
Oh, God.
But thanks for the new room, though. That was cool.
You're welcome.
It's not a punishment if Bill likes it that defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
No. I didn't say I'd like the tattoo. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, right.
I get that hilarity in it and the embarrassment of it.
Right.
So,
and by the way, listen, when I drank my own pee that one year.
That disgusts me. I can't believe you did that.
It came out of my body. It's going to come right back. So what, right?
Did you throw up?
No.
You didn't gag? You just were like down the hatch?
It's pee. It's not that bad.
It was a shot.
It's pee.
It's your pee.
It's still pee.
It tasted like hot salt water. I'm telling you, if you had to do a shot of your own pee,
no, I would throw up. Well, then I promise you, I would.
That
throw
was
up.
Me with the butter stick,
dude. Mm-hmm.
He had a harder time with butter and ranch.
I did.
Than he did I'm with telling pee.
You, when you have to pee in a cup at the doctor's office, I'm uncomfortable holding the warm cup.
It's hot. Makes me. It's
there's like, lots of listeners that would be happy to hold it for you.
That's so gross.
Yeah. No, while you fill it, by the way.
Thank you.
Uh huh.
That would literally mean I'd probably throw up.
It's pee. It's not that bad. I would do that.
Have you had pee in your mouth?
Oh. I haven't.
Incidentally.
No, I haven't.
Not,
but that wouldn't gross me out. That wouldn't gross me out. There's a lot of things that would gross me out. That's not one of them.
No. I don't think
it's just
pee.
It's just water.
That's just how white folks will do.
Urine. That's right, Mr. President.
Still water.
Where
do we go from here?
You don't. You just...
Just apparently look at Mary thinking about drinking pee.
You go into a cup and then drink it.
Alan, I had long nails for a Halloween party and had girls remove my junk because I couldn't open my pants. I'm sure they were lining up to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, everybody's probably drunk anyway. They
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, could you take care of this for me? I got nails on. They'd be like, F you.
Mm-hmm.
Should have thought of that before you came out here. Jag off. Mm. Bill's punishment should be a tattoo of the name of his team. You get a tattoo that says tube steaks.
That's pretty funny.
I like the Liberty one, but I don't care. I'll do the nail one.
Do the nails. They have to be, I'm not saying like huge, but it has to be a length that is an inconvenience. And you can't just break one on the first day and be like, sorry, I broke it. You can't do that.
I mean, I can't help it if it breaks, though.
Yeah, but you can't be like,
I'm a manly man that does manly things.
Like what?
Yeah, I got it. Like I'm working on my car.
Oh, yeah.
I'm,
like,
you know, out digging holes and
having
and
other men change your oil.
Laying bricks and stuff like that. You know?
Laying bricks.
Yeah.
Just out of laying
masonry
bricks.
Masonry.
Saved a kid from a well a couple days ago. Exactly. You know, anything.
Alan, don't forget, you came down with something a couple of days after you did your pee shot, and you didn't know if it was because of that. Is that true?
No, no, no. I thought you got sick after shot roulette.
No, okay. I took shot roulette pretty well.
Okay, maybe it was the pee. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shot roulette wasn't that long ago, was it?
That was the last one.
That was last year, but we didn't do it until like the summer.
Yeah.
Because we were waiting for Erica to come back.
I remember watching that on the live stream.
Yeah.
I thought those were really funny.
Alan, the ancient Romans and Greeks used to use pee as mouthwash. Yeah, they used to do a lot of things we don't do anymore, all right?
They used to bathe in the streets. A lot of things,
whatever. I'm not surprised the guy who doesn't look when he wipes uses the pube face razor. It's your face. Why are you terrified of your junk, by the way? I don't get that. People are like, oh, my God, same razor.
Yeah, if you're clean,
yeah,
then who cares?
Right. I'm in the shower, man.
That's true. You're right.
Of course. What, I'm gonna label them? How am I going to know which is which? Oh, face, pubes.
Whichever one has more, you know. Yeah.
I guess it's just...
No, because I'm not starting from zero. I'm just maintaining. So there's literally, you know, because when it gets a little stubbly, it's itchy. So you take care of it, right? So it's like, I don't care. Yeah. Are you terrified of your own body? Give me a break.
They're afraid. They're like, well, I have worse down there, and I'll transfer them.
Yeah.
If it was the first time you were ever doing it, yes, I'd say use it, throw that one away, and get a different one for your face. But I've been doing this since high school.
Yeah, no, who cares?
Like, got it down.
I got a lot of years. Oh, my God.
Bikini wax. Ooh, yeah.
I've done that. I've had a Brazilian for a bit.
Those hurt.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. Who are you talking to?
So bad.
I thought it would be a hilarious bit, and it was, but oh my God.
I had one done, and I did not anticipate my reaction at all.
Were you on your knees or on your back?
On your back.
Yeah.
So they have to, you have to let your hair grow for like 5 weeks at least or something like that. It has to be a significant amount. And then this foreign lady, I'm just laying on my back, and my reaction when she like first ripped it off, I could not stop laughing. I was laughing hysterically, but also swearing at the top of my lungs. Like maniacally laughing, but also... Every single swear word that I've ever said in my entire life all came out at once.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
It was like that, only with just crazy, crazy, crazy laughter.
Yeah.
I have you bought three times? ¿Cómo se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
Dude, I'm telling you, my girlfriend...
¿Cómo se llama?
My girlfriend, Tracy, we went together. You met Tracy.
Yeah.
We went, and she put on Snapchat, she was standing outside the door, like, losing it. She's like, what is going on in there? Why are you laughing so hard? It was not the reaction that I thought I was going to have. But
hurts. That's a weird reaction.
It hurts really.
And what's even worse is when you see the little blood pill up on the... Oh, God. You're like, okay, it's time for me to go.
Uh-huh.
Try to fight off a giant Serbian lady. That's no fun either.
The thing is, I was disappointed because for a day or two after, it's not great down there. It's like recovering. It's bumpy. And But then for like 6 weeks, it was perfect. Just smooth and great.
We suffer for our art. You know? We really do. Want to join us live or 800-348-1007? 35192. Want to text me? Little Andrew WK. He's on the Incarceration Festival this summer. They announced the lineup yesterday morning. I have tickets for you all this week. Around 5:50. It's the 12th, 13th, and 14th back at the Ohio State Reformatory. That's a festival I'm glad was not one and done, because you never know how those things work out. Shinedown, Godsmack, POD, Red Sun Rising, Star Set, a lot of great bands are going to be there. Eyes Set to Kill, if you know them, one of my personal faves. So, incarceration.com for all the details. Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Speak of the devil. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So all this pube talk made me think of something awful that happened to me a couple of years ago. I was taking a shower at my brother's house, and I'm looking for a towel. So he tells me, I just did laundry. Just grab one that's folded on the floor. So, hop out of the shower, grab something I see neatly folded. As I start to dry off, I'm welcomed with a giant pile of pubes. Mm. So I grab the towel that my brother uses to shave his balls and dried myself off with it. Ugh. And he must have been using this thing for 3 years. I looked like Teen Wolf by the time I got done.
What is wrong with your brother?
That's so gross.
I was so grossed out. I just wanted to scream, so I immediately hopped back in the shower. We're talking. It went everywhere.
And you got
nose, mouth. Oh, God. It was so,
what the? Yeah,
so
what's going on with your brother? Why would he have a towel full of anything?
To prank his brother?
Then you're doing the accused shower where you're just...
Karen Silkwood, yeah. He's just curled up in the corner. Ace Ventura, mm-hmm. Pet detective. Wow. So how many years of subsequent therapy did that require, Andrew?
I don't know. I mean, we're already a couple years in, and I got another 20 in front of me. So,
Is there any chance that you could replicate that and create a scenario in which you could get back at him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you should work on that.
Yeah, I can't grow... I did use it to my advantage, though. I can't grow a beard, so I just kind of kept them, and I use those from time to time.
Kept them, yeah. You know, when you need something for the offertory plate at church, whatever, you sprinkle a couple in there. Yeah. All right, good for
it's
you.
Good
thank you.
Chili, so.
Right. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right. There's Andrew, who's the victim of what I would describe as a pubic nightmare. Well, no, there's no mystery. He knows what happened.
Gross.
You know? That towel colluded with his face, and it was no good. Well, I feel your pain, my man. Sue in Bay Village says, Alan, I think eyelash extensions would be great for you as a funny punishment. Really accents your eyes and large head.
They probably just look like regular eyelashes on your big face.
Probably.
Yeah.
Bat wings.
Yeah.
To just make them look proportionate.
You should get like the drag queen ones that are like 4 inches and go up to like top of your forehead.
Mm-hmm. Spider legs.
Mm-hmm.
Spider web leggies. Yeah.
So many girls. Like, I had Tinder for like 2 days. So many girls, so bad at makeup. And then promote it as if that's how they want to look.
I don't.
It's astounding.
I never really mess with makeup. I've been doing my makeup the same way for years. Like, multiple years.
Oh, good for you!
Thank you.
It's like they watch the makeup tutorials on YouTube, mm-hmm. but fast-forwarded past all the parts to
but make they explain it look, how
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah, they're like, that blending looks like it takes too long, yeah. so I'm right. not going to do that. Well, who knows what the next makeup trend is, you know? For her birthday... No, not for her birthday. For Christmas, we got my daughter, we got her an Apple Watch because she wanted that. We also got her one of these YouTube makeup person's palettes.
The two-year-old?
No, my older daughter.
Oh, was it Jeffree Star?
14. It wasn't Jeffree Star. That was the name I threw out because it makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Mikey Mua or something?
No, I would know if you mentioned it. But we got, and she was over the moon with this palette. And I'm like, boy, you got to hand it. To like you said, to your point, for all of the girls who want to be some kind of dopey makeup influencer, for these people who make a lot of money where their stuff sells out the minute it's in Ulta or Sephora,
and
sells
it's the
out.
Same crap.
It's right. It's just crap. You've rebranded something else with your name on it, but these people with a lot of followers. So it might be silly, but that's what these people do to make money, and God bless them. Because my daughter was beside herself. She's so happy.
I buy all my makeup from like Drug Mart, and I just do eyeshadow, eyeliner, mascara. I don't even own lipstick. I don't have.
It shows.
Can you tell? It's like I don't have cover up. I don't have any of that stuff.
I like your natural look.
You
honestly.
Have a natural glow.
It's very good.
Well, thank you, Brad. I'm very sweaty. That's probably what the glow.
Beautiful.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, it works for
I
you.
I glisten. Yeah. I don't glow.
Well, you don't. You save money on the highlighter because isn't that like the new thing where they use the highlighter where they put
like,
on
your chin,
basically like outlining yourself. I don't know.
Everything's done. Erica gave me a makeover when we were in Arizona, and I liked it for one night to go. And we went out to the bars and the clubs, and that was fine.
You walked out into the lobby looking pretty glam.
Well, it's one of those things where it's cool every now and then.
But you probably feel weird,
if
too,
I don't have to do it, right. That's also a thing. But everything she was doing to my face, she's like, well, we're going to blend this here, and we're going to put this, and it's going to look really natural, or we're going to put this lip color on because it's a natural pink. I'm like, well, if you're trying to look natural, why don't you just wear your natural face?
Do you think... Accentuated natural.
But it's not natural. Yeah. It's layer of caked makeup.
It's all marketing. Yeah. I don't know. All right, it's all marketing.
I don't get it.
Do you think what that trick that Erica and Mike Polk did in the club, do you think that would work for me? Like if you and Bill fake a fight, like if we go to a gay club, you and Bill fake a fight and then walk out
And leave you there vulnerable? Yeah, it'll work.
Yeah, how do you do it? We'll get in a real fight.
Well, yeah, just give us enough shots and time together. Get us on a night or like a Friday where we've already had three shows together and I sat in and it's like, I'm tired of looking at your face. Like,
we'll get in a real fight. Be an authentic fight. Yeah,
I give Mike and Erica like kudos to that. Like, because I didn't know they were that great of actors. Like, and they played it off.
I also think Mike Polk just really wanted to get out of that bar.
Yeah, he did.
Mike, the douchiest bar.
Five seconds after we walked in, he did.
Dude, it was like, it was so bad. It was the broiest VIP, like, DJ. And it was so bad. I was having a great time. It was the worst.
Literally, so the moment they walked out of the club, it was like
they didn't even walk out. They like just walked away, and then it was like, phew. Yeah. I mean, it's alone at the bar. I was very vulnerable.
That's awesome. That's a great trick.
This reminds me of a little bit ago, we were having the conversation about being flattered, mm-hmm. right? I will cop to, I think it's kind of, it largely doesn't resonate with me, but I'm kind of full of shrimp because at that bar, when the bartender said, hey, the girl at the other end of the bar wants to buy you a drink, mm-hmm. and I had that half second, I was really? Well, because we're in Arizona, so I'm like, no one knows who I am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm like, what? And I look at the opposite end of the bar, and it's Mary.
I give him a little wink and a wave. I was like, that guy right there. I was like, will you just send him the shot for me?
Still took the drink, mind you. But yeah.
You did. Good. You kind of like looked around and you're like, oh, man.
It wasn't even that. I was actually more curious. I was like, why? My real thought was why? Mm-hmm. She must think I'm someone else that I'm not, mm-hmm. you know? But thanks for the shot.
Hey, no problem, man.
So if our punishments are all that we have to wear 2 weeks of acrylic nails, the losing teams have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have pointed out that might somehow hinder Bill's extracurricular gazebo activities if he's on a losing team.
Wow. Yeah, but it's not really gazebo season.
Something to consider.
Yeah, isn't
it's
that
not.
Yeah, gazebo season.
Gazebo season is summertime. Like, I'm not going to be.
But if you're drunk, any season is gazebo season.
Yeah.
Gazeason.
Yeah, well, I make sacrifices for this show.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I would imagine that it would stiffen the hands more in the wintertime. And you want full mobility and flexibility. You know, you want full, you want a full digital array, as it were.
Your full range of motion.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
What's going on, Randy?
Not much.
It's Randy.
Randy. What's up?
No, first thing, I got a couple things. We should start a hand blaster list, don't you think, for Bill's honor?
No.
Well, there would only be one on there as far as we know.
Well,
come on, your listeners, you know where they go. Okay, enough with that one. All right, my main question is, on your iHeartRadio, like, there's a lag when you guys, like, go to commercial and, like, you do something on your phone, like a voice text or something to that effect where you have to hit the speaker, it like starts the commercials over again. So the minutes and the difference in between listening to you and live radio is way different than it should normally be. Do you have any idea why that would be?
No clue. I'm not on the app team, so I couldn't. I'm afraid I couldn't troubleshoot that for you. I don't know.
All right. And
I mean, send it. You know, Randy, send me an email and I'll run it up the flagpole. But that's nothing that I could help you with directly.
I understand. Okay,
quick,
you got it. And instead of acrylic fingernails, how about acrylic toenails? Wouldn't that be a lot more annoying?
Yeah, but they'd be hit. They'd be hidden by shoes all the time. Nobody would see them.
Wear sandals in the winter. Come on, I mean that'd be a punishment.
Not trying to get frostbite.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll put it in the old think tank, Randy.
Okay. All right. Hey, Mary, live your best life, girl. You're hot.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
What the is the internet? Right. Living your best life. Yeah, no one's going to see our toes. Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's a phrase that's going to die out soon, too. That's used
live
a lot.
Live your best life?
That's used a lot. Like, 2018 was like the peak season for live your best life.
Yeah.
Alan, you said that is all rebranded makeup that people just put their names on, which is true, but is there anybody on your show who's a brand? I mean, Bill's got a brand, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I got Flicks and Bill and I'm doing. I got my stand-up comedy. Got albums out there.
Hand blasting
gazebos.
That's a recent addition to the Bill Squire brand.
Drugs.
Uh-huh. I'm a brand.
Pound Cake is a brand. If you read his bio at alancockshow.com, he will tell you that he's a brand. You'll have to read a bio because he hasn't gotten any inspiration to write a new column.
I will
for Pound Cake's Corner.
Pound Cake's Corner.
Well, speaking of, I've got Kids Corner.
It ain't easy being a kid. Now look at what you gone done did. Oh, it's time for Kids Corner. Kids Corner!
A teenager in South Euclid, Ohio has made national news for calling 911 after her father confiscated her phone. Confiscated her phone.
Confiscated.
She called 911 because her dad took away her cell phone.
How'd she call?
Huh?
How'd she call?
She called from somewhere else, I guess.
911, where is your emergency?
My father took property, which is an $800 phone that doesn't belong to him. He didn't buy it.
Certainly, if we were busy, it would have been something that was pushed to the back burner, but we still have an obligation to respond.
I want my phone.
I took her phone from her because she's a juvenile, okay? I don't want her to have it, okay? I can't inspect it.
I love how everyone becomes a lawyer when they called you. My property has been taken.
right.
And the cops are like, this is America. The cops are like, well, you're underage, so
under
you're not going to do whatever you want.
433.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody reads up like they're studying for the LSATs.
I got the Constitution right here. It says Article 9.
Don't live here.
But guess what? Everything that you own belongs to your mother and your father. Having a phone is not a right. It's a trick, okay?
It's like four cars, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the police coming up. They look kind of sus, you know what I'm saying?
Sus.
There's so many.
Is that what he said? They look kind of sus?
I think that's what he said.
Hidden apps and little ways that they can hide and cover up things that they're doing on those phones that is ridiculous. When their attitude changed, then I'll give it back to them.
Yeah, it's a right, not a privilege.
Yeah, he's just being a good dad.
Of course. Everybody complains about parents not doing what they're supposed to do. Then a guy does, and the daughter calls 911. My father took property.
Love that.
Which is an $800 phone. $800 phone.
That's what phones cost nowadays. Yeah.
Right, but if your abnormal daughter's 16, you get a burner from the end cap of Walmart.
You get the $800.
That doesn't mean she paid $800 for it. It's probably like tacked down where you're paying the $30 a month.
Still $800.
Yeah. It's still $800.
My property. Property.
It took my property. Yeah. All right.
Wait.
Ease up, Judge Judy.
Is it like an English tea?
It's
a proper tea. Yeah. So I imagine like a nice black tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
An emergency call. Mm. The dad's out there on the lawn. He's got like a t-shirt on. It's snow. He's like, I'm just trying to do the right thing, man. Give me a break, will you?
I
took her phone from her because she's a juvenile, okay? I don't want her to have it, okay? I can't expect it.
After making
sure. I'll tell you what, a lot of these juveniles, by the way, they get the good end of the stick because when they're underage, they have to blur their face out so nobody can see them publicly and call them a dope.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it was just a disciplinary issue. Officers give dad backup.
It's my property, though, and I don't live here.
But guess what? Everything that you own belongs to your mother and your father.
I don't live here. Yeah, that's something. Give me back my property. Mm. I might not live here, but... They also said that younger drivers obviously know emojis, but they're completely flummoxed when they have to find any... When they have to identify any of the lights that might come up on a dashboard. Like, they don't know the tire pressure. They
oh,
don't know
really?
Yeah, right.
Playing musical lights.
It makes kind of some sense to me. I mean,
I know, like, two of them.
Check engine. Yeah. You know them.
I know
You
some
know
of
what,
them.
Though, to be honest? I have, like, the electronic... So it'll just say, like, tire what pressure is, low. Yeah, right, it won't, yeah. like, that, yeah.
Right. But also, driving is way less of a priority for kids now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was talking to my son, like, he's got a car or whatever, but...
A nice car at that.
He's got... What?
A nice car at
my
that.
My son?
Yes.
He's got, like, a 10-year-old Jeep.
Still a nice Jeep.
No, trust me. We bought him. We did not want to buy him a car, but it just made life so much easier for my ex-wife. So I'm like, fine, we'll get him a car. But no, we didn't buy him a brand new car. But... He's like, oh, so many of my friends don't drive. You know, because it's just not, especially if you're in the city, like, it's not a priority.
That was such a huge thing.
I know. You were chomping at the bit to get you. There are kids, like, friends of his that don't even have driver's licenses.
I was 15 and a half. Got my temps.
Yeah, we got. I got my permit when I was 15, and then, I couldn't wait.
I actually didn't get my license until I was 21.
Why?
Because, well, my parents told us that we weren't allowed to get our license until we were 18.
Because they didn't want to pay for the class.
Because we were more responsible as 18-year-olds. We didn't realize, oh, we are so poor that they cannot, they physically can't afford for us to take this driving
$300.
Course. Yeah, for five kids, it's a lot of money. Oh, so they're just like, wait till you're 18. And then I was in college, and I never left campus. I wasn't doing anything. And so until I started... I don't even know why. I think I just turned 21. I want to get my license.
We got our license despite the fact that we already took public transportation everywhere. We took the L, we took the bus.
Oh, you lived in Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it wasn't
wanted an ID.
Well, it wasn't that big of a deal, though. I mean, we could drive if we wanted to, and we ended up, my brother and I ended up, like, sharing a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had to go somewhere and it was going to be 45 minutes away. But other than that, like, it wasn't a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, I moved back to Chicago in 06... I had to learn to drive, or I had to learn where things were in the city by driving.
Yeah.
Because I did not know where, I only knew them via
train
public transportation. So I was like, oh, this is where this connects, or this is where this is.
This intersection.
I literally had not driven that much. Yeah.
I still haven't driven that much. I've only had my license for 8 years.
Like, that's a lot of driving.
Yeah, but you've been making up for it with all the road work.
With all the road work, yeah. But.
It's a lot of driving.
I'm not a great driver.
My license lapsed while I was in the Philippines.
Did they coffin skate your license by any chance?
They coffin skated it. And It lapsed while I was in the Philippines, so when I came back, I had to take the test again. And when I was taking it, they're like, you've driven before, right? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay, this is easy. Like, they're like, because they're so used to people that are like 22, 23 taking that test and being terrible drivers. And I was just flying through the test. Like, why are you taking this test? I'm like, I was in the Philippines for 2 years and I wasn't able to renew my license. I'm like, oh, okay. So they're just like, yeah, you're good. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could pass a driving test right now, to be honest with you.
You drunk?
The maneuverability and all that stuff. Like, the fact that I even passed it in the first place.
Well, tell me when you're on the road, so I'm not anywhere near.
How many times did you take yours?
I passed it the first time, but it was like barely.
Took me twice.
Yeah. And I struggled with the written stuff a lot. It was like, man, I don't know any of these things. I would get to like the questions and skip them, and then I'd have 10 questions left. I had to answer 6 right, and I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any of these things.
That's when I found out that like your state of mind when you take a test really matters, because my temps were, like, I think they were expired, so I had to go take my driver's test, and I failed my driver's test. So I was like, damn it, man, I got to have my temps again in order to practice for my next driving test. Are you kidding me? And I went to go take the temps test again, and I failed it.
Because
I was so bummed.
Shut up.
I was so bummed that I didn't pass my driver's test. So I was just like, whatever, I don't even care. And
you know that I don't care?
I didn't even have my temps to practice. So I had to take my temps and then get my license.
I don't think I ever had my temps.
You don't need them, I don't think.
I never had my temps.
So how did you learn to drive? Just driving around? Like, would you just drive illegally?
My high school boyfriend taught me to drive a little bit.
Yeah!
But I was so terrified. Like, I was so scared that we would, like, go to, like, an empty parking lot, and he'd be like, okay, just park the car. That's it. I'd be like, I don't want to, you know, I'd freak out.
Do most people learn to drive from the back seat?
Yeah, is that... Wait a minute, is that not what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about...
When he would say, just park the car.
Right, park the car, hopping back. Right, yeah, I was very, very nervous. Yeah.
But yeah, he would...
They're
going to
let me wear
bit.
Pants
Did you
when I take
a stick?
The
fuck. Yeah.
You know what? After college, or it might have been my senior year of high school, after I turned 18, my dad would let me drive like around the neighborhood. Maybe I did have my temps for a minute. I don't think that I did.
My ex-in-laws had my older kids driving real young in parking lots. So by the time the license came around for my son and my daughter will get hers, oh my God, they knew exactly what they were doing. Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to drive...
I wasn't worried about it at all.
We'd have to drive stuff around for my dad, and like we had a big driveway, and then he had a bunch of trucks, and so I just practiced with those things, and I started driving probably when I was like 14 or 15.
I ran over the cone when I tried to do maneuverability.
Under the car.
Yeah, like I went to go open the door. I was like, I think I hit it. It was like dunk. I was like, yep, I definitely hit it because it was underneath my door. When I was like, yeah, I was like, can I come back tomorrow? She said, no, honey, you got to wait 2 weeks.
I'm under your door,
man.
See, I don't know.
2 weeks.
Would they let me take a drive? I have a backup camera. Would they let me take my driving test in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care.
Well, is that kind of cheating? Like, the whole point is, like, move forward.
They just want you to be
good.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's a lot of terrible people that
stuff
pass.
Is so standard now, I don't think they're trying to, like, circumvent it or anything.
I don't know.
Just when you think radio couldn't get any better, it doesn't.
This is the Alan Cox Show
on 100.7 WMMS.
offended if you say, screw you guys, I don't want to be on a team, but I still don't want to go tubing. We've got $10 and 7 cent discount tickets for you.
Such a fun time, too.
It's a blast. And that's why we call it the Polar Blast.
Usually no shows. So, like, if one or two people won't show up for a team or something like that, so we'll have to put people on the night of.
We'll pull alternates.
So
we'll always pull a couple of names for people who don't show up, but the $10 7 cent discount tickets for people who just want to come up that night and have fun, you can get those. Go to alancockshow.com, put Polar Blast in the keyword search. You can get those tickets, or you can register to try to get on Erica's team. But all of the information is there for you. So it's always a great time, no matter who wins.
What date is this?
February the 8th.
Would you know that
just a few Fridays from now.
That I don't have a show that night.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
Perhaps you can go up there with us.
Do you want to ride in the limo?
In the limo scene?
You want to go in the limo with us?
In a limousine?
We have fun in the limo.
And that lobster. I'm allergic to lobster.
Lobster.
Only if we make a stop for Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Now, you're not here tomorrow, right?
No.
You know who is? Greg Fitzsimmons is back. Fitzdog is back in the room. He is at Hilarity's all weekend. Are you working with him at all?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, you are?
Tomorrow, and then I'm
Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
No, that's not until July. This is Gaylord, Michigan.
Oh, Gaylord.
Gaylord. Right. A little one-nighter way up into Michigan.
Yep.
And I'm taking John Bruton with me.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. We're staying in this, like, cabin. It's I was like, this is either going to be, like, a rom-com or a horror film, because we're going to get murdered here, probably.
All right.
And then I'm back, coming home Friday. I got a thing going on Friday night. And then Saturday in Medina. Two sold-out shows for a charity called Stand Up for Downs.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gaylord's up there.
It's up. It's, like, 5.5 hours from here.
I have a friend that still does radio there. Yeah. It's a long way up.
Yeah. What time is the show? Let me go on and promote mine.
I will find out.
Yeah.
Yep, I will find out.
I'll get there early. I'll drive early.
Yep. He's never left Michigan. I met him when I worked in Kalamazoo, and he worked at our sister station, but he has bounced around the state, and I'm pretty sure he's in Gaylord now.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll find out. Make myself a note. Go, hey, there's a funny lady you should have on your show.
She's got to show it down.
Funny lady Mary Santora joining
us. Female comedian.
So what's it like to be a lady in comedy?
How'd you get your start?
Just tell us, what's your origin story? Have you always been funny? Or
Mary did a Campy's podcast on Monday.
With mixed results, I heard.
Yeah.
Mixed results.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I give him some crap.
You give him a hard time.
Right. Lose the generic questions. We don't need them.
Yeah, but he's not a... that's the thing with these podcasts. Like, you can't hold people who do podcasts, by and large, to a very high standard, because you're just doing it to dick around. Like, they don't know what they're doing, you know?
I understand.
They're like, I can put a microphone and record.
It was very fun, though. It was a great...
That is a good Campy impression right there.
Well, but it's also how you get better.
Yeah, right? I know.
It was a great flow. The guys played well off each other. It was fun. It was a fun podcast, yes.
It's
those are just some of my biggest pet peeves, is when I go on anything, any radio show or this or that, and they're like, that's always the first thing they ask, is what it was like to be a female? How'd you get started?
They ask what it's like to be a female or a female comic?
Dude, all of it.
All of it.
Mostly guys who don't see a lot of females. So like, what's that like?
What's it like to feel a female?
What's the mix-up down there like? What do you...
mix-up down there.
Yeah, is it hard? Is it fun?
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears.
Mm-hmm.
That's just great.
That's what I like about doing the Flicks and Bill podcast, is I feel like I'm becoming a better interviewer because I'm having to ask questions and like get to pull things out of people that they necessarily don't want to talk about. Like the new episode, it starts off a little slow, but then I get the girl more comfortable and she starts telling stories that I've wanted to tell. And she gives her point of view and she, you know, I'm excited about it.
It's the story of Bill's life. Mm-hmm. Starts a little slow, but I get her a little comfortable and then
that can be tough because she's not like I've had comedians and performers on so far.
Right.
So those conversations have flowed a lot better.
Civilians.
So yeah, when you get someone that doesn't do this for a living,
right,
it's a lot different. It's a lot like it's very daunting to just be sitting in front of a microphone. It's like when you put someone in camera for the first time, they're like, Dude, I don't know what to do with my hands, that whole thing.
I'm so weird on camera. Like, when people are, like, shooting something, I'm like, I don't know. I get very, I don't like watching sets that I've done that are recorded. I get real weird on camera.
Well, Bill, you know the key to a great interview.
What?
Listening.
Oh. Yeah, but so, if they're not talking.
You just listen more.
You're just trying to just get them quiet. To open up a little bit.
The old Fraser Crane. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Excited for this one story. It's going to be good.
Excited
teaser,
for what?
There's a story that I am particularly excited about.
About the phone call?
No, it's after the phone call because there's some things that went down after the phone call. After one of our bar crawls that I have kind of kept pretty close to the chest over the years.
Oh, yeah?
Just waiting for the right time. I feel like this was it. Because then she can tell her side of the story.
Understood.
And, you know, I didn't want
she's there to
seem
defend herself.
One-sided, yes.
Gotcha.
And so we talked very little about the movie.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, this doesn't even seem like it's about the movies anymore.
Because it's...
We need to
the
do
whole
one.
Idea is Netflix and Bill or Netflix and chill. So, like, make it a little bit relationship, too. I can do whatever I want. It's my podcast.
You can do whatever you want. I still need to come on.
Yeah, you were supposed to be, like, my second guest.
Christmas.
But you blew me off multiple times because I wasn't important enough.
So busy a lot. I'm busy a lot.
I'm also busy a lot, so, you know.
Yeah, but
I had scheduled and I was here, you know.
I think I got sick one time or maybe I was out of town. There were a lot of things. There's a lot of things that happen in life and it's unexpected. You know what else?
I don't even know what's going on right now.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for the punchline, man.
Appreciate it. Bob Costas is leaving NBC after 40 years. And some people are saying, hey, finally somebody who's not getting Me Too'd out of a job. And I don't think there's even a whisper of that with Bob Costas. He had 3 years left in his contract, so maybe there's something coming. I don't know. But he said it's all been taken care of and everybody's happy, but it was time to leave. He got to NBC in 1979, and if you've noticed, he hasn't been doing as much as he used to do. He was pretty vocal about the fact that he didn't want to do football anymore, because he's one of these guys that's like, thinks that football is not being operated the way it should be.
And he's
between the CTE and the Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, he's done a lot with the CTE and like kind of exposing that over the years.
Yep.
Yeah.
He reported on Art Modell moving the Browns on NFL Live in 1995. That was one of his more high-profile gigs. He called the ALDS that year, too. But he was on, he had pink eye during the Olympics a couple years ago. Remember that? He was on television with pink eye.
Oh, and, that's gotta be the
worst. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's so itchy and goopy and you're on TV. No way.
You've had pink eye?
You've never had pink eye?
I don't think so.
Bill's really? Had a sty. Erica had
I've
it.
I've had a sty, and I had my eye stop working, but I don't think I've ever
you've
had
never
pink
had pink eye.
No.
When I first moved into my house in college, I got it. I had it, like, I think it was just from, like, it being a gross college house.
Oh, yeah.
I got pink eye, and then it went around our whole house, and it's like you wake up and your eyes are glued shut.
Yeah, I never had that. That's gross.
I've never had that.
It's goopy. You got to put, like, basically they're antibiotic drops that you have to put in your eyes directly into your eyeballs. Yeah.
Ugh.
And it's nasty. I could not imagine trying to be on TV and it'll like leak and stuff. It's real ugh. Gross. It's leak, real yeah. gross.
Remix! Pink Eye Remix. He's not retiring. He's still calling games on MLB Network. He loves baseball. He's still doing his HBO show. Listen, that plastic surgery ain't going to pay for itself. So. Costas, and back in the day, he did a late night show. He did a show called Later for 6 or 7 years. And I remember watching it because it was pretty good on NBC. But in years recently, he's had some work done and he started to look strange, kind of a Madame Tussauds vibe about him. But yeah, so he's leaving NBC after 40 years. If there is anything hinky behind this, I haven't heard anything about it.
What do they say in the superhero movie? What, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Is that Spider-Man?
Yeah. Batman.
Batman.
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a good one.
That one is... that one is Batman versus the Joker.
That's a good one.
Batman.
Yeah. And YouTube is trying to grow up, too, for people who are YouTubers or YouTubers in training. You know, YouTube kind of used to be the Wild West, but now they're competing with so many other platforms. So YouTube Live is doing original programming, and they're trying to... They've really clamped down on content that people put on. They're really cracking down on, like, prank channels, and they're cracking down on language. They are finally telling you what language will get you demonetized or banned or whatever.
Wow.
So you can't curse the way you used to be able to curse over there on the YouTubes.
Dang.
Heck.
Shoot.
Crud.
Jerk.
Freaking weekend.
Oh, yeah. Freaking weekend.
Fiddlesticks.
Heck.
Sweet niblets.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh dang it.
Damn.
And if you want to know what the heck we're doing, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. So these two do something called content creator for YouTube, and they're like, hey, we're here to let you know that using salty language is going to affect your bottom line. So for those of you who are very active on YouTube, and we have a YouTube channel for the show, but it's like archived show footage and bits, video bits that we've done and things like that. The video's title, the thumbnail image, and the language that's used at the beginning of your video is all going to affect how you're monetized now.
Yeah, and
so you can say dang, shoot, and hell. You can say cattywampus. You can say fiddlesticks. You can say hokum and flim flam.
Honestly, today's episode probably won't be monetized because the title is The Crappening.
Yeah.
So we will probably be affected today because of that.
Well, they say, they're like, you can use the F word, but if it's repeated at the beginning of the video, like that, these are things that are going to work against your algorithm, I guess.
A lot of sex things will do that, like bring it down.
Keep it out of the title.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I would think if you're trying to be taken seriously as a creator that maybe keeping the F word out of the title would be a good job.
Aren't there, there's got to be some people or YouTube stars or whatever who kind of have gotten famous because of that kind of language or those kind of stories. So how does that I don't know, fair is the right word, but like, if that's their brand, or that's
They've had to adapt a lot.
It's just like any platform, because YouTube's a business, and they need advertisers, and, you know, Shout doesn't want to advertise on YouTube if it's for a video where they're talking salty, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And it's a classic example of platforms that needed those kinds of people to get people to grow it and get, pay attention. Mm-hmm. But then you become like a full-on thing, like Facebook, and they're like, well, we can't have this, can't have this.
And Facebook's got a whole other problem where they're monetizing videos now too, but they have so many fake advertisers that are just like stealing. I saw this on...
And they're super shady about their stats. Yeah, like they're actively misleading advertisers.
Oh, yeah. If a video on Facebook has 8 million views, it means it has probably more like 200,000.
How?
Because it just starts playing all the time. It's on anyone's feed. People aren't actually watching it. It's just auto-playing. So YouTube stopped that a long time ago. So YouTube video views actually mean something,
whereas
Facebook are way overinflated.
It's like asking people to listen to your album on a streamer. Like, just put it on your phone and play it on a loop,
right?
So I get the credit for the streams, which but you're
can
not
do.
Listening.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, do that with my stuff because then I get the money. And I need to
is the
buy some of them shoes that don't have laces.
Yeah, $350 adapt BBs. Racial slurs, derogatory content, which seems vague, and mean or hateful content is not safe if you have a channel that makes money. So that's going to affect your monetization if you are running a YouTube channel. And bleeping will not save your racial slurs. So good to know that if you bleep out the N-word, they're still going to hold it against you. Maybe just edit that out altogether. Maybe just find, if only you could find a different word to use. Besides that, just replace all of your racial slurs with something everybody's comfortable, like hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Got a couple of these damn hamburgers just moved in next door to me, and I'm none too pleased.
My lobster.
That's right. What's up, my hamburger?
Don't ruin hamburgers. I need hamburgers.
There is no way to ruin hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
No way to ruin that. I couldn't love... Between some local viral video that I saw and hamburgers, it's been a great week.
It's been a great week.
Oh, my God. I can't get enough of hamburgers. So, yeah. So, if you are... And I know we have people in our audience who are, you know, legit YouTubers and have their own channels and things. And if you make money on those, these are the new rules and regulations.
Yeah. Got to play by the rules.
There's always some kind of adaptation that takes place.
It's the man trying to keep you down. Don't do it.
Wait, the power, start your own YouTube?
Do your own YouTube.
But it's
called MeTube.
But it's the truly creative people who know how to kind of adapt and still get their stuff out there.
And there's a bunch of people that just left. Like, I mean, they've already been kicked off of YouTube and stuff like that, and now they're leaving Patreon too because they updated their terms of service because they're just, and they're like, oh, well, I'll just start my own thing because they just use so much hateful language that people can't, they can't be clever about anything, or they can't say things without being, and they go, oh, it's the PC culture. I'm like, they got businesses to run, man. They want their business to work.
Yes.
And you can't, like, it's not, people misunderstand freedom of speech.
Well, but everything also, right, freedom of speech has to do with the government,
right,
not a private organization. I mean, but also, you know, you know kind of where they're coming from because these platforms were such, you know, rebels for a long time, and there was the outlaw kind of vibe of the internet. But everyone who was paying any kind of attention knew that over time the internet would become self-regulating to some degree. It was never going to remain, you know, you're going to let millions of maniacs just fly free. I mean,
it's crazy to me that all of those, no matter what your thing is or what you're into, there's a group of like-minded people on any platform, YouTube or Twitter or whatever it was. I was telling Bill about this one time. I tweeted something out, and a very weird Twitter account liked it and retweeted it, and it was called anorexic girl problems or
that
something
was so
like that.
Weird, yeah.
And I went and I looked at this page, and I went down this crazy rabbit hole of there's this whole community of girls who are either anorexic or bulimic.
The Anna community.
And well, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And
pro anorexia.
They'll put that stuff in their bio. It'll be starting weight, current weight, goal weight, and it's a ridiculous number. Yeah. And it's these girls
eating disorder,
encouraging each other to go another 10 hours without eating, or don't you hate it when you purge quietly, but it's the best workout you've ever had for your abs? And I'm like, this has 2,000 retweets.
A lot of that's trolling too, but there is a legit community of
it,
people.
Disturbed me so much, and
yeah, it's very sick people.
It was very, very crazy to me.
The one thing that,
but were you at least flattered that they thought you were anorexic?
No, they didn't think I was anorexic. I think I said something about
they're trying to recruit you to become anorexic,
starting to diet and being so hungry. How can I even, you know, cutting calories? I'm so hungry. It was something along those lines. And they're like, yeah, keep cutting them until there's no more. They were just, I couldn't believe it. I went down that rabbit hole for probably 2 straight hours and just clicked on crazier and crazier profiles that were I don't mean the person is but it blew my mind what was going on.
The internet has really shown the world how dark people are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How specific, all the weird fetishes and all the strange things that people are into.
And
in some ways it's great. In other ways you're like, wow, I don't know if these people needed to connect.
Well, and I'm not trying to make fun of people who have eating disorders. That's not what I'm saying at all. I just didn't even
know. You're astounded by the positivity where people are encouraging other people to be ill.
It was a different it was a different kind of body positivity.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I was so blown away by it that I was like, I had no idea this even existed.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one that drove me crazy. This girl tweeted out a picture of herself, very, very thin, frail, thin, and it said funny of you to, or bold of you to assume I want to be healthy. And it had thousands and thousands of likes and retweets and stuff like that. It blew my, dude, you can go down this rabbit hole. It's crazy.
Well, eventually, but those people die too.
Well,
so
that's what I'm saying.
After
it's
kind of a self defeating.
RIP to my icon or blah, blah, blah. It'll be a Twitter trend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or the Karen Carpenter wallpaper.
There's a hashtag, it's called Thinspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. This girl is my Thinspiration, and it will be someone who is so, so small.
That's scary.
That's 70 pounds. It's crazy.
Thinspiration in general, even if it's not attached to those kinds of accounts, that gets a lot of flack.
Oh, yeah.
Because it shows up as a hashtag on all different kinds of body-centric feeds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thinspiration, boy. Whether it's a mom-shaming blog or whatever, it's boy.
So if you put fat-tastic, then it's not going to have the same effect.
Right.
Fat-tastic.
You're going to run into a whole different type of person over there.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Hello.
Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Here you go.
From the Final Touch Construction Roofing Expert Studios, it's the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Cleveland.
An iHeartRadio station.
Three 651-929-1929. Want to send me a text, alancoxshow.com for all the other stuff. The live video stream is there, too. You want to watch? Mary Santora is sitting in today.
Hi, guys.
She is on Twitter at Mary_Santora, and then Mary Santora Comedy, if you want to follow her on Instagram. Cavaliers back on tonight. It's a late game here because they're on the West Coast. They'll play the Trailblazers in Portland, 10 o'clock our time, so 9:30 sharp. Here on MMS is when that pregame coverage will start. And you got a week and a half left, maybe a couple of weeks, to use this month's promo code. If you want to get something on the cheap from CLE Clothing Company, you get 20% off the top if you use the promo code HUSTLE all through the month of January.
Hustle.
Right. That's every day, right, Poundcake?
Excuse me?
That's every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Hustle is the key word. There's...
Hustle-er-day.
Every day's a hustle. That's right. So if you want to do it online, you can type in hustle. You want to do it in the store and just whisper it to them. Hustle. Ever so sexily. Hustle. Alan, somebody texted me. There was a mouse inside of my car that I noticed when I was driving, and it turns out that he had been eating my weed candy from the glove compartment.
That's beautiful.
He had eaten the size that a normal human would eat in a day. I haven't seen him since.
Oh,
so
damn.
I'm curious if he OD'd on weed candy. Yeah. Well, everybody's excited because they're opening up these dispensaries in Ohio. Yeah, but there's like Sandusky and out by Steubenville.
I'll drive.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Canton. My sister lives in Sandusky.
But why not here?
Because they want to make...
markets.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't even going to be like on the menu for a while.
They're probably just going to give it to the towns that need the economy boost.
Yeah, that's basically every town in Ohio.
I'm doing a show in Sandusky in like 2 weeks. So.
Sandusky Safe Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah, a lot of fun.
But I don't think there's going to be an immediate boost because they said only flower will be available since no medical marijuana processors have gotten certificates yet. So this is like the very beginning, but it's not like you're going to walk in and be like,
what's this flower?
Only bud. You can't buy candies or pens or anything like that.
You could tell that out.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. I'm not a pro.
So Sandusky, Wintersville, which I think is by Steubenville, Canton, those are the first three that are going to open in Ohio. Patients must have one of 21 qualifying conditions.
Down the list.
You want to run down the list of qualifying conditions?
You just have to have one?
Yeah. One of 21. That's
all right. Let's check them off the list. I got probably 20.
AIDS.
No.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Mm-mm. The hell is that?
Some kind ALS? Of sclerosis?
Is that
I thought that was something else.
That's the right letters, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey.
Mary Santora for the win.
So Mary Smartora. Mm.
So not people who have done the ALS count.
Someone was
in pharmacy school.
Very basic chemistry classes. Thank you.
Chemistry one. Yeah. But you were in pharmacy school.
I was.
I always forget.
Mm-hmm.
She no dummy.
And then math after that. But let's keep going with the list.
Alzheimer's disease.
No.
I don't know.
It runs in my family.
I can't remember.
We're dumb.
It runs in your family.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So is there a high genetic propensity to get it if someone... So that's one that really...
That's one
good.
That's... Yeah.
And that sucks, man.
I think that runs in our family, too.
I think they said it skips a generation, though. So my grandmother had it when she died. My dad didn't get it. So I'm thinking either me or my brother's going to get it, and it scares me.
I mean, it's got to be awful to be physically deteriorating, but like if everything else worked, but you were losing your... Like dementia?
You wake up and you're...
That sucks.
Yeah, every day is a new day.
Grandma's older sister has... some sort of dementia. So it's like every time...
Grandma, your roommate.
Yes.
Yeah. not your grandma.
Yeah, not my grandma. My friend's grandma, who I live with. Very simple concept, people.
Right.
Her sister has dementia, and it's just... It's so taxing on their family, because she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't recognize them sometimes. She doesn't.
It's hard to be a caregiver under those circumstances.
It's very, very difficult.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's so sad. It's so tragic.
Cancer.
No.
These are the things that qualify you to get medical marijuana.
Wait, so if you're born in a certain month, you can just get it?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
This is another reason why astrology is.
Why it's great for you, right?
See, you're talking
crap. There's no Virgo on here.
Right?
You're out of luck.
Mm-mm.
I'm passionate and loyal, though. Does that give me it?
No. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. CTE. Didn't figure that one out, did you?
Sure didn't.
Crohn's disease. So if you got bubble gut, you can get some weed, Billy.
We got a Crohn's disease hookup, don't we?
No.
Or IBS.
No.
A Crohn's disease hookup.
What's the diff?
Mike.
What's the C diff?
He doesn't have
between
that.
Crohn's disease. It
starts with a C, but it's not Crohn's.
I got it.
Colitis.
Colitis.
That's it, yeah. Is that on the list?
Is colitis on the list?
Name the fart disease for 200. Crohn's and colitis, I thought, were kind of interchangeable.
I think they're pretty close.
Okay, Crohn's, epilepsy, or other seizure disorder.
Ooh, my sister's got that. She got epilepsy.
She will connect.
Yeah.
Fibromyalgia,
man,
which, by the way,
I couldn't prove that one.
Well, it's such a broad array. This is fibromyalgia right in here in the midst of 21. This is the one that most people are going to be able to use because it's such a broad array of symptoms that they go, fibromyalgia? We don't know.
What's one symptom?
Fatigue.
Oh, I'm always so fatigued. We were just talking about the break.
Yeah,
how we get tired,
so tired
after we do things.
After we do things.
I'm just so tired.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, keep going. I want to get to one that I have.
I'm good.
Come on.
I really am tired.
You get up early. You probably get up the earliest of all of us.
Yeah, I get up early.
Not it.
What time you get up?
5.
Oh, man.
I woke up at 10:30.
Well done. A glaucoma, Hep C, inflammatory bowel disease. There's your IBS. Multiple sclerosis.
Not like just one sclerosis.
No.
Wait a minute. MS.
My
MS?
Sister has MS.
Mary Santor. MS?
No.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Mary sclerosis is sitting in. Pain that is either chronic and severe or intractable. So there you go.
I got one.
Okay.
Severe or chronic pain.
Well, I have severe joint pain because of my
psoriasis.
I have a
chronic pain. I call it pound cake. Pain in my ass.
Yeah, no. My psoriasis gives me joint pain, and it really does hurt my
leg.
It
does?
There you go.
Yeah, it does.
Psoriasis gives you joint
pain?
Yes.
Kind of all right. Skin disease?
It does, but it affects your joints.
You're the first one to make the list. You're
yeah, no, that, that's a symptom.
No, God!
That's a symptom.
I'll help
it.
Him. I'll go with him. We'll
no,
pick up the right
God,
stuff, guys.
Please, no! No! No!
Okay.
Oh, Blotchy.
Blotch Magoo over here.
You're not going to get any weed from me acting like that.
You have to take me with you because you know what you're looking for.
Well, I have joint pain, so I need somebody to assist me with my, like, walking.
With your joints.
Actual,
I got joint pain. Parkinson's disease. If you are HIV positive. So pound cake might have two.
Well, he's take that PrEP drug.
Well, he doesn't take
he's PrEP. Prepping, yeah. No, he takes it.
You do? You take PrEP?
Yes!
I thought you were talking about the dudes that take PrEP.
Yes, I mean, I am talking about the dudes.
I know you're one of them.
Yeah, I take PrEP.
He takes it as a precautionary measure.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a women's one.
Who are you judging?
I'm not. I thought that the stories we were talking about were you talking about raw dogging with guys that took PrEP.
I said people use it, a lot of people use it as, you know, this defense against HIV AIDS, which, yes, that I just use it as like a backup.
Okay, I understand.
Condoms and PrEP, but people are just like, I can't get AIDS. Let me just dive right in. So that's what they use it for.
All right.
A lot of people do. But
understood.
I don't use it like that.
Okay. Proud of you, Blotch.
He's still not getting a weed from me.
I got my sister.
What if we confiscate his weed,
though?
Confiscate it. So are you allowed to like have it in the car and you'll have like a little
certain there's going to be like a whole list of things. It has to be under a certain weight. It has to be like a certain, like you have to have it with your personal card.
And it's
and
been decriminalized
things.
For a while.
Yeah.
So there's already a certain set of circumstances where you can Parkinson's disease, HIV, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, PTSD. Yeah, I got that from the Mormons.
Working with pound cake. Oh,
no,
right. Yeah.
That's
and I am pound cake, so I have it too.
Mm-hmm.
I get sick of myself.
Sickle cell anemia. So at least they're not. At least they're not. Listen, but at least they're not keeping it super narrow.
No.
Right.
I like that it's opened up. For there's a lot that falls under the category of some of these: spinal cord injury or disease, traumatic brain injury.
Man, I can't.
You can't what?
There's none of these. Like I was hoping for like an anxiety or depression
we'll get
or
there.
Like. I thought it was kind of alphabetical.
It's kind of alphabetical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, Bill.
Tourette's syndrome. You have Tourette's?
Whoa!
Anything like that?
No.
No?
Whoa!
And ulcerative colitis.
Oh, now we definitely have it in. I'm in. Not okay. me, but. I'm not on any of that.
You're just a healthy person?
You're just healthy.
According to needing weed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, my roommates call me cracky because every time I walk up the stairs in like, our condo, it's like...
Really? It sounds like somebody breaking a bunch of twigs over their knee.
They're like, what's going on? I'm like, dude, like, it's my joints, like, they crack. He's like, you need to see something for that. I was like, I do. And they tell me it's just going to crack.
People have referred to him as a bundle of sticks before.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, be careful calling him a bundle of sticks.
Kyle Kinane has a bit where he talks about getting older and how every morning the first 5 minutes of his day sounds like the last 30 seconds of popcorn. He's just like, pop, his knees and his ankles.
That's right.
Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Cocaine. Cocaine.
By the way, the state medical board will also be taking cocaine. They will also be taking submissions for, like, if you want to petition your condition to the medical marijuana control program, they will take those. So, you know, if you're like, hey, I don't have any of these, but can I? These are the things that already qualify. I've got fill in the blank.
So, isn't that a song?
So what's the...
Petition your condition?
Yeah. It's checking my condition. So, see what condition my petition was in.
What is the process of this? Do you have to go to your doctor, get a prescription to say that you have, you know, one of the 21 symptoms, and then you go to...
You get a card.
Dispensary?
You get a medical, at least from Michigan. This is what
You have to get relevant information from your doctor or an expert or something. Yeah,
you get like a little card that you can take into a dispensary. And you're like, so this is my medical marijuana card. Here's what I have. What types of strains? I keep messing strains and strains up. Will help me because there's like things that will relax your body but keep your mind alert or that all kinds of different.
But
stuff.
I have to go to my doctor and then have them say like, do I have to suggest like, hey, do you think medical marijuana might be a,
traditionally, these are not hard to get. No. I've known people that have, like, a sore ankle who have a med card.
There's
going to
be doctors popping up like, hey, if you need a card.
Come and see me. Office.
Yeah.
Because it's just in a strip mall. Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's like Better Call Saul MD.
Remember where the Quiznos was? Come see me there.
Still got the pepper bar. Just come hang out.
They got a pepper bar.
Who did I just show the commercial to where they were like, there's no way this is real? It was you.
It was me.
Where were we? We were in the
car. When we were driving around.
Those are from like 10 years ago.
I know, but I had never seen those.
And I just go, I was like, equis no sauce, cause they all go for you. I was like, they got a pepper bar. He looked at me like I was having a stroke.
I had no idea.
What?
When you bring in a coupon, they are tasty, they are crunchy, they are good because you toast them.
You were like, this is not a real commercial. I was like, yes, it is. I swear, this totally is on our TV.
Hard to believe that marketing campaign didn't save that chain.
Right?
Got a bubble ball.
And now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on, and I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.